Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What are you
going to
do today?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. God.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life? Make me look like a freaking idiot?
Paul Perillo.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat?
And Andy. And Andy?
Are you going to eat your tots?
Andy Hart.
Give some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today.
Eric Scalavino.
Aren't you pretty good at drawing, like, animals and warriors and stuff?
Yes. Probably the best that I know of.
For now, anyway.
It took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip. It's probably the best drawing I've ever done.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? A coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions. I'd have gone pro, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred, Paul, Andy are here. Eric's still out? Is he still?
He's covering the team.
Yeah,
he works one holiday and he takes the week off.
He's covering the team. No, he'll do Belichick and then practice and then come with a practice report.
And hopefully he'll give us a little update on Brady because Brady spoke today and he was involved in that. So
okay.
Andy and I weren't in on the Tom Brady interview. Eric
to the tomfoolery.
You guys were doing your other things.
I was interviewing Fred Taylor. Andy was interviewing, evidently, the remainder of the roster.
I was bouncing around.
Yeah.
You know, not really high-level guys, just so you know. But
right. Dane Fletcher.
We're doing a story on Kyle Love and Dane Fletcher. I talked to them.
The
I talked to Rob Gronkowski. I talked to Darius Butler, which, you know, I really need to start following this team. Apparently, yesterday he was in a tweet war with Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, I guess.
At some point, you're going to have to get us one of those smartphones, I think, Fred.
Well, you know, you can get Twitter on your computer.
Yeah, but
we're not at our computer.
You have to go to it and check it. How do we get something that tells us when one of our Patriots does something?
Believe me, Stacey James taking the podium. I'm the last guy that wants any part of Twitter. But at this point, it's starting to affect us, so I think we might have to rewind.
But he apparently was in some sort of a tweet war with
Ocho started off, ripped everybody on the Patriots, I guess.
And Butler's loving it. I mean, it's just funny. You know, where I was taught up, when somebody says something to you, you say something back, he said. And then Karen Garigian from the Herald goes, didn't you get the memo? They don't really do that here. He goes, I got the memo now.
Oh, really?
So apparently, and he said, next time I'll probably send some text messages and not do it via Twitter.
Well, we got an email today, and I'm not sure who it's from because it wasn't signed or anything. But someone said, someone take away Darius Butler's Twitter account for his own safety.
Right. I get that one, too.
And, Fred, I asked him to end our little debate from yesterday. I asked him, would you rather have a little bit of a softer opening to the season, maybe a little bit less of a challenge than facing two Hall of Fame potentially receivers? And he said no. He wants this. He wants to be tested against the best right away.
I'm with him. I'm right.
See if he feels the same way around 4:30 on Sunday.
And I would hope he would say that.
I
would too.
I would have been very, very scared if he had said that.
I would too, but I just wanted to ask it. We have to ask the questions, right? You never know what answer you're going to get.
All right.
I didn't expect him to say, I got the memo.
And that whole the Twitter stuff, staying on that, I asked Fred about it. Fred Taylor.
Oh, now he's on a first name basis with Fred. Sorry. What'd you say yesterday? You dropped a name or something?
You dropped a name over there.
I didn't get that. I mean, it's part of my job to talk to Patriots players. You took a shot at me.
Well, I was sitting around chatting with Fred, and we were talking about
now,
Twitter.
Now, if I had said, you know, I was sitting around, you know, talking to Joe Montana, that's dropping a name.
Especially if you had just said, I was sitting with Joe, asked him about his new sneakers.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, you know, you've been around a long time. This stuff is, you know, Chad Ochocinco, does this bother you? Is it fun? Do you guys look at it as part of the fun of the game? And he said, you know, he goes, I don't really have time for it. I have, you know, I have a wife.
He only has time when crossing the goal line and looking back at a guy.
I have, he goes, I have five kids. He goes, but I love Chad Ochocinco. He called Esteban. He goes, I love Esteban. He goes, I think he's very funny. He was, you know, he likes it.
Wait a minute. He didn't have time for it, but he knows he goes by Esteban?
No, he doesn't have time to do it, he said.
Oh, okay.
But he absolutely, I mean, you could tell he follows.
Because Brett Taylor has one of the greatest runs I've ever seen when he, against the Colts, they were in a feud with Mike Doss, and he ran through Mike Doss and looked over his shoulder on his way to the end zone.
I remember that.
I loved it.
That was the year the Colts won the Super Bowl.
Yes. I love that crap. And I actually like it on the field.
And they ran for about 800. Jacksonville ran for about 800 yards in 2 games.
See, I don't like it on the field.
I do. It's mano a mano. If I run through you, I can show you about it. And if you tackle me, you can tell me about it.
No, I don't like the showing up of guys on the field.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
In the right way.
Yeah.
See, I think it can be
done. It's hard to be controlled.
I'm with Fred on this one.
Yeah.
But I like it when it's done right. But it's hard to define what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
You know it when you see it.
Okay, for example, when Taylor was running for a touchdown in Atlanta. I didn't like that either, and I like Fred Taylor a lot.
Taylor and Doss were leaders on their side of the ball for rival teams. And there was an established rivalry.
I don't like that. See, Fred's right. There's a difference between talking trash and showing somebody up.
Yeah, see, I don't like this.
But it's hard. It's the porn thing.
You don't want to.
You know it when you see it.
You don't want to be shown up. It's a lot like being. You don't let him run the score up on you. Don't do it.
No, I understand.
Don't let Fred Taylor run through you on the way to the goal line to win the game.
Scoring touchdowns is part of the game. Woofing and getting in a guy's face.
He didn't woof.
Standing over guys that you just hit. I don't like that.
See, I think it's
because you try to take the fun.
The good natured trash talk back and forth.
That's fine.
I think that's fine.
That's fine.
As is this.
That's as old as the game. That's gone.
Well,
you know,
they try to regulate it.
Why is Doc involved on the TV? Tell him to get pizza.
And a second note of the day.
Tell him to bring pizza back.
I'm with you, Fred, forevermore. I hate the Jets. Yeah. You know they don't have a media guide of any sort right now?
Oh, neither do we.
Yes, we do, online.
Yeah,
I don't care about print.
Matter of fact, there's two of them right in front of you.
They don't
for
have
those
one.
Of us who'd like to get a bio for Sean Green, they don't have one.
Really?
Not available.
At all?
No link, no online, no nothing.
You mean you can't even go on the Jets website?
No,
and
they obviously have had an issue.
A team that, by the way, is going to supposedly win the Super Bowl, has a slew of new players, and is opening a new stadium.
I don't understand why that matters for any of the other things.
Wait a minute.
The fact that they
don't think they may have media covering them this week as they open a new stadium than they have in regular seasons?
Wait a minute. What?
You don't think that
they're the team to beat and they're opening a new stadium. They will have
more
media than they've
had before. So that's why it's embarrassing they don't have a media guide?
Yes.
Not because they're a professional football team?
If ever before, they should be focused on having a media guide. I don't care if the Cleveland Browns have one.
I wouldn't care if they were 0-16.
No,
they got to have a media guide.
About the Cleveland Browns.
I can't hear anyone.
They're opening a $1.6 billion stadium and a dream team roster that Antonio Cromartie says is the heat of the NFL, and you can't find out anything about them. That's an embarrassment.
It is an embarrassment, but
absolutely
is there
an embarrassment.
Are they having a
I don't care.
Problem?
No.
What happened?
Don't tell me about the pain. What? Deliver me that baby.
Is this a decision they made not to have one?
I have no idea.
They had to have had some sort of issue, but I don't. The only part I disagree with him about, I think it's embarrassing that an NFL team doesn't have a media guide.
I don't.
We're on the eve of the season.
If the Jaguars don't want to have a media guide, don't have one. No one will care.
The season starts tomorrow night.
I'd like to know why, though.
This is like Northeastern.
I told our
assistant. Only Northeastern wouldn't have a media guide this close to the season.
That he should put a proposal together, send it to Woody Johnson, and say, your PR department's an absolute shambles. Hire me. Here, this is how much money I want, and I will produce a media guide. I'll actually have a media guide for you.
Maybe you have to get a PMGL to get a media guide.
I would blame the stream.
What's a PMGL?
A personal media guide license.
And it's 20,000 bills at the podium.
Hey, let's go to Bill Belichick's press conference right now. He's at the podium.
Okay, so we're kind of right in the thick of it here with Cincinnati. Real good football team. Team that you know had a good year last year, very good regular season, strong in a lot of areas, well coached, good on defense, explosive on offense, run the ball well, very good return game, good on special teams, just solid there. I think Marvin does a real good job with this football team, and they play well, they play sound, and you know they've. I think the way they started out the season last year, coming from behind in four games, four of the first five games, you know, really showed how resilient and ready they were to start the season, swept the division. So, and I know all that's last year, but they've added some significant players, skilled players on offense. Pac-Man got some guys back that were injured the latter part of the year. So I think it's a strong team, good team, and I think we've seen that in preseason. So. They've been very impressive on film. We know we've got our work cut out for us this weekend, and we need to have a good week of practice, good week of preparation, and then be ready to go Sunday at 1.
Made a lot of injuries last year at tight end. So how much does getting a guy like Gresham involved in that offense kind of change what they do?
Well, I think he's definitely helps them, no question about that. He's had a good preseason. He's made, I think, a lot of improvement in his blocking over the course of preseason, and he's a very athletic guy. They get the ball in his hands on. A couple plays kind of looks like they're kind of built for him, but he can get down the field. He runs well, catches the ball well. He looks very athletic. So I'm sure he'll help at that position. And between the running game and the tight end and, you know, their outside receivers, Shipley in the slot, you know, they've got good balance on their offense.
How often is he detached from the formation?
It's preseason. So, I mean, it's they pretty much just run their offense like everybody does in preseason, but. You know, we'll see how they game plan him during the regular season.
Would you expect
I mean, he's been out there, you know. Yeah, he's been out there. Not a lot, but a handful of times. At times. He played a lot of conventional tight end, too. Mm-hmm. Shipley's had a good preseason. He's been productive for him as a slot receiver and as a returner. Shows good running skills with the ball in his hands, good quickness, catches it well. You know, smart. I mean, that's what he played at Texas, and he shows that experience from college in terms of being able to get open read coverages. I think it's obvious the quarterbacks have a lot of confidence in him. They feed him the ball in there, and he's done a nice job for him in the return game. I think that Mike and of course Marvin, you know, I think there's a lot of carryover. Mike and Marvin probably have a similar philosophy. They both like to pressure. They're both, done a good job with their teams, turning the ball over and, stripping it and causing batted balls and hurries for interceptions and things like that. So they put a lot of pressure on the ball. They get a lot of turnovers. And I think that's kind of the trademark of Marvin's teams and also Mike's. So they're a pressure defense. You got to stay out of long yardage against them. You don't want to be in a lot of second and 12s, third and 15s against a team like this. That's, they really cause a lot of trouble when they get you in long yardage. So they give you a lot of different looks, a lot of different things to prepare for. So this will be a important week for us just in terms of having our assignments and our recognition ready for the game. That'll be a big challenge this week. I think Mike pretty much does that. You know, that's what he's done. So, looks like and that's what Marvin's done. So, as I said, I think that's a good union there. Two guys that like to pressure and having good corners helps them. You do that. It's always good to have two corners no matter what you're doing. The first time I met Chad was at USC. I worked him out there on the USC.
All right, we're going to cut out. We were thinking maybe, there might be some Brady news or, something along those lines, but there isn't. So anything Bill is talking about, you can catch in Patriots Football Weekly in the preview.
Hey, thanks, Fred.
Yeah. So, and also, of course, you can get everything that Bill is saying online at Patriots.com right now. If you want to switch over, you can get it live. Or
can you do that?
Yep. Or you can wait until after and listen to it after the fact, sort of like TiVo.
Or read Eric Scalabino's update later today.
We'll get you covered. We just wanted to break in to see if there was anything breaking news. But
And Tom did talk on local sports radio this morning and was pretty adamant that nothing had changed, nothing had been signed or any of that. But he's clearly downplaying the whole situation.
Sure.
We should say that the latest thing we're seeing is 4 years approaching $80 million.
Something like
the number
that
has changed from yesterday, which was 3 and 58 was the number that they were going with. Right. So it's changed, it's tweaked a little bit.
508-543-7482 is the phone number. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. So as you just mentioned, Andy and Paul, no new news on Brady. The terms and the numbers are changing, but if you're a betting man, bet the fact that this thing is going to get done, and it's going to get done this week and probably sometime before game day.
And safe to say, Paul, you've eliminated the 0.1% chance that he would not be a Patriot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's gone at this point.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Well, they could still keep that in there. He could get hit by a car, or, you know, you never know.
Well, you know.
Everyone sucks but
me. I think Paul was actually thinking he'd play for one of the 31 other teams, not that he'd be dead somewhere in a ditch, as your mother would say when she's waiting for you at 11:30.
0.1% chance, yes. I did say that. I'm not going to back away from that. I thought there was a slight,
but now you're
slight,
eliminating.
Slight.
Now it's 100% chance he's a New England Patriots quarterback for the next whatever years.
Whatever the term is, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Well, no. I'm not even.
Wait a
minute. I'm not going to say that. I'm saying I resign. He will be the quarterback in 2011.
No. Okay.
I'm eliminating the 0.1% chance that he's not their quarterback when his current deal expires.
So they could trade him after 1 year of a new deal.
I don't know. Wow. Well, first of all, let's see what the new deal is. Is it 3 years like we saw yesterday? Is it 4 years like we're hearing today? Is it 5 years? I don't know.
I was going to say, we're creeping closer to the 5
and
100 million that we all thought it was going to be.
Which is what we thought. You know, if it's 4 and 80, that's right. Basically what I thought.
Right.
5 and 100, 4 and 80, same thing.
So really, I know nothing about anything but sports.
That's really true.
There's really
and
no
I know very little about that.
I mean, there's nothing earth shattering about this thing when it comes down. It's pretty much what everyone expected.
Right.
You know. So that's that.
I would say, if anything, it might be a little lighter than we expected. If it's not 100 million, if it's not whatever 6 years.
Well,
but even that, it gets closer, seemingly to kind of 20 million.
And I haven't seen any of the bonuses or anything like
right.
that yet. So. There's a lot of infrastructure of this deal that we don't know anything
about.
Does
this deal, if it is constituted the way we've heard, make it easier for Bill Polian and to do his deal now?
No, not necessarily.
No?
I don't really think it impacts. I think we overrate that on both sides. I don't think that they are necessarily locked together.
No?
I would imagine that Peyton Manning is going to want more. But, you know, is it going to be like discernibly more than 4 and 80 that he has to get? Now, don't forget, he's already making a lot more, so his numbers, that percentage increase, is
right.
higher.
Right.
You know, they talked about that on the radio this morning, and it was one of the rare times they were making sense. They probably read it from somebody.
Wow.
Like, even the franchise situation, for example, is enormous. Matter of fact, they were reading it from somebody. They were reading something right out of one of the blogs. I forget who they credited, but, you know, Manning, if he were to be franchised, is a huge. It's much higher than the normal franchise
right, because
number.
Because
he's already. It's already. Right. It would have to be 120% of his $19 million from this year.
Right.
It's like $23 million.
Right.
It could be over $50 million for 2 years if they franchised him in 11 and 12.
Right.
I mean that's a lot of money.
Yep.
So he's not going to take much less than that. He's basically guaranteed that.
Plus,
right.
Don't you think they've been working on a deal? So there's been numbers already bantied around. And it's not like the Colts can now say, you know, we were talking $22 million, but
Brady only got 19 or 20. So you're not getting
So we're going to pull back. How do you think that would fly?
Right.
No. You were willing to pay me 22. You can't pull back now.
I think if there was a really abnormally low deal for Brady, that could cause problems in Indianapolis. You know,
we're getting away from it. I mean,
but I don't. Yeah, if it's 4 and 80 or somewhere in that neighborhood, it's probably not low enough that it's going to impact Manning very much. Because, you know what I'm saying? If it was like 4 and 60, you know, Manning could sit there and say, I want twice that.
Right.
You know, he's not, but it's not the situation.
Yeah, I don't think it'll have a huge impact. I do have to bring up Fred. Paul, I came up with the
your rankings?
No.
Power system?
The name to throw out there for our proposed Randy Moss trade that Fred brought up yesterday.
Okay.
Would you trade Randy Moss for Edward Reed?
No.
No?
No.
Fred Wood?
No. Done.
Because of the injury?
Yeah.
What if there wasn't an injury?
If he was regular Reed?
Yeah.
I don't think the Ravens would do it,
he's
but yes,
part
I
of
would
this,
do that.
He fits the question because of the injury. That's why he's the wart. I mean, that's the wart on why...
Right.
If he was on PUP with an injury, would you trade
him? If he was at 100%,
yeah,
I would absolutely do that if I were the Patriots.
You would do that, yeah.
But I don't think the Ravens would.
Really?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I don't think they would either. especially since they've maybe had they not made all the upgrades to receiver and were, you know, they thought that was what would put them over the top to the Super Bowl, maybe. But
right.
as it stands now, they've already upgraded their receiving core dramatically.
This could be his last year. You know that, right?
Well, because of this injury, right?
But that's a big because of.
But that's the kind of like an older guy who's had a, you know, a Pro Bowl or even all Hall of Fame career. That's the type of level that I think the Patriots would have to get in a trade.
But isn't elite. He can't be elite anymore because
right.
you're not going to get elite for Moss.
And I wouldn't
but
do
is
that.
Is Moss still elite?
Oh, yeah.
In a singular
sense.
Why can't
sense? You get somebody
because
that's...
he's coming to the end.
But?
My point is you can't trade for your guy, Patrick Willis. He's elite and...
But he's also younger.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ed Reed might be elite for the final eight games, ten games this year. I don't know.
I doubt it.
But you don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to trade Randy Moss. Let's get this
no,
straight.
No, I know you don't. I
before,
know you don't.
Before Andy, you know, starts talking about, you know, Fred wants to trade him. You know.
That is what I said in the office this morning.
That's exactly how you'll say it, too.
Yeah. I gave Eric the rundown on that. I don't know. Fred wants to trade Moss.
You know, but it does concern
Erica,
me.
What's the difference? We're going to need anyway.
That he's thinking about these things. And starting to feel that he needs to say them publicly.
Didn't
and I think Paul's right. I heard Paul Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly on Damon Amendolili last night. And he was saying that, you know, that Belichick and Brady, he thinks that they've worked blah, 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 hard on Moss to, you know, keep him part of the team and keep him focused. I agree with that. I think that particularly Brady has sort of been like a brother to him.
Well,
you know?
From day one, Moss was placed right next to him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That tells the tale.
I think he's, you know, even though Moss is older. No, actually, they're about the same age, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they are about the same age because Moss wasn't in school for 5 years like
right,
Brady was.
Right, but Brady's act like sort of an older brother to this guy and kind of.
Maturity-wise,
yeah,
Brady is.
Help keep him focused.
Elder.
And I think. That's something, you know, you always have to keep your eye on because he's mercurial. He, you know, he's emotional. He takes things to heart. I'm talking about Moss. And the way he expresses it is not to bear down more like a Brady would. It's to, you know, kind of act out. It's to kind of lash out.
Both were born in 77.
Yeah. I mean, Moss has been in the league 2 years longer, but I think he was only in college for 3 years and Brady was for five. So. Yeah.
Straight cash, homie.
It just seems like Moss has been in the league for so much longer.
98.
Yeah.
He was in 98 and Brady didn't get until 2000. Don't forget, he wasn't really on the landscape until 2001.
I was
so it's like 3 years.
Moss was on the landscape draft day,
right.
All that season and forever since.
Right. So, you know, the other thing we were talking about this morning is, you know, people are just assuming, okay, they're not going to re-sign him because they're not interested in paying him all this money, but the Patriots still have the franchise tag to use on this guy if they want to.
Yeah.
Paul Fred actually said, you know what no one's talking about is they could use the franchise tag on him, to which I said, we talked about it on the radio show yesterday.
Well,
oh, we did?
We often talk about things that no one else does.
Well, generally...
Yeah, generally, Paul and I remember when we've talked about him. You didn't.
You don't. But what ends up happening, Fred, is we talk about it one day and it generally gets on the air the next.
Real media, yes. They pick up our scraps.
You can... Take that for whatever way you will.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if they're listening or what.
And speaking,
but 50,000 other people are listening every day.
Well, speaking of that, you just mentioned it. The August numbers are out, and we were worried because we have a new reporting system, and we were worried that, you know, oh, we'd find some flaw in the previous numbers. Well, August numbers are up.
Way up.
Way up. You know, so...
Again,
thank you to all our listeners and all our downloaders. And
I'm not buying them.
You're not buying it.
It's like how Eric used to keep track of his punts. He included the 15 yards to the line of scrimmage.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you do that and call yourself a football player?
Yeah.
Well.
How does Eric do everything he does? Compare himself to Jerry Seinfeld as a comedian.
Please leave me alone, Eric. My bottom is really sore.
Speaking of light comedy, you know where Tom Brady did his interview today, Fred?
Oh,
no.
This was funny.
In the locker room, which he does. You know, they bounce back and forth, podium, locker room. He did it in front of a locker.
Yeah.
Not his.
Brett Lockett's. Way down the other end of the locker room, right on the end. It used to be
Rodney Harrison's
locker,
which was a good place for him.
You know why he did that?
Moss, oh, absolutely.
To keep everybody out of Moss's hair.
Not only because Moss doesn't like that.
Unofficially.
Nor should
and
he,
I don't
by
blame
the way.
Him.
Nor should he. Nor should Julian Edelman on the north
I'm
side.
I'm sure at their dinner at Skipjack's.
North, south, east,
is that
west.
The north side?
I don't know.
I'm sure Monday night at their dinner at Skipjack's, Moss told him. And another thing.
Oh, boy, I would have loved to have heard
well,
that
Brady
sentence.
Brady is smart.
Listen, MF-er.
Listen, you
keep your MF and media off my MF. MF install.
And you know Brady's smart enough to foresee that.
Right.
You know, and
so why is he smart enough to do it at the podium?
I don't know what his whole phobia is about the podium.
He doesn't want to be different than the rest of the team.
I think it could be
during off-season workouts.
Right. I think nothing could be further from the truth, though, in reality. Yeah. That may be why he wants to do it that way, Fred. That's what he's always said.
Right.
But I think for practical purposes, it's the opposite effect happens.
Right.
By not wanting to be different, he disrupts the entire locker room.
Right. I understand that.
Don't start on me. And this is not a trashing Tom Brady. I believe you. That is why he wants to do it that way.
Right.
But I think he affects everybody negatively by doing it that way.
I know.
It doesn't work.
When you're on the 6 o'clock news and you're shown in front of your locker, it's a lot different than when you're shown at a podium. And that's kind of what he wants to be portrayed as. I'm in the locker with the rest of the guys. Paul's right. It's worse for the other players.
It's worse for everyone. The media, the players, everyone. Yeah. It's worse for Tom.
But
he's
going to
have people crushing him.
I'm sure that all of our listeners have seen the photos of these kinds of press conferences. Usually they're outside in training camp. But there can be upwards of 60 people crowded around one locker stall.
Right.
Now, obviously, you can't get that many people around one locker. It turns out to be about 5 lockers when all is said and done. Moss is on one side. Andy's right. Edelman's on the other. No one ever talks about poor Julian Edelman. He has to be affected by this. Brian Hoyer is right in that area. Steven Gostkowski, now Mesko, is in there. There's a lot of guys affected by it.
Yeah.
I think it's just so much easier if you do it at the podium and get it out of the way.
Plus, it just crowds the locker room in general. I got yelled at today because they were all lined up pointing at the door where he was expected to come through to get their little opening shot or whatever.
Right.
And I walked past to go to Dane Fletcher's. And I go, oh, are you guys doing that? The stupidest thing in sports media, covering the guy walking into the interview.
Andy making friends again.
Good, Andy. Good. Good.
I mean, seriously.
Where is he from? The things that he thinks he gives you credit for.
I like that. That little jab.
Never happy.
I love it.
I did.
Anybody have a comment?
No, it was like 6 cameramen.
So I heard Paul's guy on the radio did the car wash yesterday with different radio stations yesterday.
What are you talking about?
Billy Bendenson.
Oh, he made a lot of appearances?
Your guy did the car wash. I don't know what either of those things mean.
Well,
a car wash?
When you go through the different stops, you know. Okay. I think he was on with DNC. He was on later on with...
He was on the Sports Hub yesterday morning.
Sports Hub.
Tuture and Reach.
And he said something like this.
I'm on a conference call. Do not pick up Tuture's cell phone.
Can I tell you, I saw him today in the locker room as we were leaving the locker room.
He must be glowing. Huh?
Well, you know what? I reached out my hand. I shook his hand. I said, hey, nice job on Monday. That's a good... I said, I'm happy for you. You know, you come down here. You're here every day. You deserve to get a good story like that. And he looked like, you know... He was thanking me, and he looked like he had just, like, you know, his wife had just given birth to their first child.
Well, for him,
he was so proud.
Wife.
All right. You know, do you really have to be like that? I felt happy for him.
And
because
also,
he works really hard.
And also, I heard what he had to say on the radio because they were kind of grilling him the fact that maybe you baited Moss into saying that. And he sounded very good on the radio. He's like, look, there was no baiting. It was a 56-second conversation, so there was no time for baiting. I asked him he turned me down once. I asked him again. He said, okay, you know, you can ask me a question. I asked him the question, and this is
what
happened.
And that was probably 38 seconds of that 50.
The question had nothing to do with Randy Moss to begin
with. What was the question?
It had everything to do with Brady and Mankins. And
is that why Moss referenced Brady?
And then Moss just went off on a tangent.
Right. So
that's even better.
But Bendenson came off very, you know, sure of himself. And he's
the only guy ever who comes off
better.
Better.
No, there's two.
In media.
You know, so, you know, in terms of... you know, being bullied by these radio stations. He wasn't about to be pushed around.
No, I don't think he's the bullying type.
You know? So
bully type.
Yeah. To be bullied.
Yes. I'll wait for Eric. He'll tell me how to say it.
Right. It's with two L's.
It's immament. Not immament. Immament.
So that was a good get for William Bendenson. He's a PFW favorite. I know we take a lot of shots at him, but...
Yeah,
we like William, and he does work hard, Fred. You have to admit that.
Sure, he does.
He's here every day. He doesn't have to be here every day.
Every freaking day, he's here. So, all right, we got a game coming up. you know, besides
really?
Brady and Moss and all this other off-field stuff, the Cincinnati Bengals are coming to town on Sunday. And do you guys feel any different now than you did a week ago or when the schedule was announced? Or
Than a week ago, yeah.
Yeah? Better?
Since we've had cuts?
I feel the
and
same.
And McGowan going on IR and all
I
that?
I feel basically the same as a week ago, but a lot different than I felt when the schedule came out. I had this one, no questions asked, chalked up in the win column when the right. schedule came out. I'm still picking them to win, but I don't feel as confident about it, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tight game.
What are they worried about in Cincinnati? What is, you know, what is their online radio show talking about as things to be worried about? What do you think?
First and foremost, they're stopping the Patriots. I mean,
but are they? Or are they looking at it as we're a good defense? We
have
two of the best corners in football.
I'm sure they think they're a good defense, but their safeties aren't.
No, I know, but I think good corners can cover up a lot in the pass rush and in safety play. You don't be. I don't think you look as much to the safety when you have good corners.
They don't have a great pass rush. They have, but it's not Patriots like. But it's not the strength of their
defense.
With
the hair, you know.
Yeah, it's Andy's guy. Andy likes all the small ones.
I don't like.
No, he's talking about Ray Maluga.
No,
I'm talking about Tomata, Pico, Tomata, whatever.
Pico Tagayo.
Tomata.
He's got the red.
Tomata Pico. Is that his name? Tomata Pico.
Yeah.
But their safety, Roy Williams, is you know, Jabril Wilson was going to be one of their safeties. He's out for the year. He got hurt in preseason. That's a big loss for them, even though he's not Ed Reed or anything. But Roy Williams and Chris Crocker are two guys that are just kind of guys. And Roy Williams in particular has been known to give up a lot of big plays. What do you think the Patriots offense is revolving around?
Right.
Big plays.
Right.
You know, so if I'm Cincinnati, what are they worried about? Giving up a 60-yard touchdown to Moss?
What about the middle of the field? How are their linebackers in coverage? Do you think, you know, Welker and Gronkowski have a chance to, you know, really make some hay in the middle of the field?
By all accounts, Keith Rivers is ready for a breakout season to go from good to great.
And I also think
he had a good rookie. He was a rookie last year, right?
Yeah.
Or second year.
Was that last year that he got his jaw broken?
He got his jaw broken, and people think he's now ready to move past that as a playmaker. So,
and I also think they're pretty deep at corner with Pac-Man coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, he has a lot of problems off field. I wouldn't want any part of him on my team, but he's on the team, and he's a pretty talented player. That allows
really,
you
because he was back last year. He didn't really do much. Pac-Man Jones.
What did he do last year?
Not much.
For who?
What was he playing with last year? I just remember he was in a few games and, you know, was bottled up on returns. Didn't really do
much. Well, I'm talking about as
wasn't the old Pac-Man.
I'm talking about as a nickelback, I think he has the capability of covering a guy like Welker. And maybe you don't have to devote, you know, any double coverage.
What did he play for last year?
Any extra attention.
Tell you right now.
I didn't know he was in the league last year.
Yeah, he was.
Steve-O.
And I think that allows you to maybe handle that a little bit. And some teams can't do that. Some teams don't have that matchup.
Yeah.
So, I think that if you can take that away, and then you're going to have to give help to the tight end. You can't ask Keith Rivers or whoever to cover the tight ends as much as they've used. The Patriots have used them in the – you're going to get beat down the seam if you try to just cover them with tight ends. With linebackers. So I think all those different options the Patriots have shown this summer, that's what Cincinnati is probably worried about.
So really, I mean, if you're Bill O'Brien, spreading them out is really what you want to do, because with just two wide receivers and a traditional set, they're going to match up well on the corners with you.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, now you're not left with a lot of options for Brady.
But I think
you
the know? Patriots in general spread people out. I mean, their base offense is a three-receiver set, and even more so now if Hernandez is healthy and the opportunities that gives you with moving him around as, is he your second tight end, is he your fourth receiver, is he this, whatever – I think that's pretty much their base offense. I know they're a game plan team, but to me, you're going to have Welker, Moss, a receiver, and a tight end on the field at virtually all times.
I agree. Do you think in go ahead, Phil.
He didn't play last year, according to NFL.com.
Oh.
I have the Cowboys in 2008, and that's the last trace we have of him.
Well, that certainly explained him being quiet last year.
Anyway, moving right along. He did something last year.
He wrestled probably in TNA or something.
No. He was involved.
UFL,
he was involved in football. Maybe it was Canada. He didn't do much.
I don't
think
he was. Just so you know,
I know he was doing something because I remember going, "Oh, that's not that great."
He wasn't that great with Dallas. I'll tell you that much. Two years ago. Why am I the most
stubborn guy on this show?
He was not good with Dallas.
Yeah.
And I've always thought he was overrated as a corner in general.
I think he is, too.
I thought early in his career when he was a
but
rising
now you're
star,
asking
it was
him to be a
man.
Third or fourth right. corner. That's, you know.
But against potentially the best slot man in football. Now,
well,
I say
if they ask him to do that,
I don't know.
If they ask him to match up against them, one, you know what I'm saying? They might ask Jonathan Joseph to do that. I don't know.
All depends on what you think Welker is,
too. You worked on the preview on the corners with Leon Hall and Jonathan Joseph, Andy.
Yes.
Do you think one of those guys is capable of taking Moss without having to devote a lot of...
No.
I'm not saying one-on-one like Revis everywhere. You don't ever have to give him help.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For
I think you could
a
see,
lot of the game, you yes. can have him by themselves.
Yes.
And not really...
I think both of them are at the caliber where it's worth rolling the dice a little bit. I know it's a dangerous game to play, but I think you have to say, is Moss the same guy?
Right.
Because then you can help on the tight ends. You know, you can help on Hernandez
right.
and Welker with safeties.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sort of bracket that underneath stuff in the middle that you're talking about, Fred.
Yeah. And they also bring pressure. So I'd also feel more comfortable Joseph on Moss and pressure.
If Brady sees that early, though, then he's going to test them early. He will send Moss on a fly route. And
he might test them early just to open up other stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bomb to Moss in the first series of the game. First play, even. Yeah.
With the eye on,
early. Yeah.
A, will test you if you're really going to just try to man up with him. And B, put it in the back of your mind so that Gronkowski and Edelman and or whoever's healthy underneath gets some opportunities,
right.
gets a little more cushion,
you know,
a little
special
leeway.
Special treat in the studio right now, Mark Capello from Sports Hub.
Wow,
Mark, have you ever met our new producer,
yeah,
Phil?
Do you want to meet Steve? Because you've never actually met him. You don't know his name. I don't think he can hear us in there. I'll just point and gesture, maybe a finger or two.
So.
He's coming to the window to flip the bird to everyone. Yeah. Double barrel.
The other side of that, Freddie, what they're talking about in Cincinnati's show right now. Mike Brown doesn't have a show, by the way. I can't see him coughing up the dough for that.
No.
What dough?
Good point.
Do we get paid for this?
Because
I need to talk to my agent if you're getting a check for this show.
Well, you have to buy microphones.
The flip side of it is last year they were able to win the division with kind of an old school team. They ran the ball with Cedric Benson. They tried to shorten the game. They played tough defense. They stopped the run, and they ran the ball. It was like a flashback 15 years ago. You can't win consistently doing it that way, exclusively. And they tried to improve their passing game. It looks like they have. But what are you worried about in Cincinnati? Is Carson Palmer the budding,
right.
you know, perennial all-pro Pro Bowl-type quarterback that he appeared to be in the middle of this decade? Or is he the guy the last few years that suffered through injuries and really – healthy last year, but terrible.
Sucked.
Just terrible.
Yeah.
He
same
couldn't
guy
get anything
that Mike Felger,
going.
By the way, was preaching for years, I would take Palmer over Brady.
Well, we all know what those predictions mean. So what you're worried about, the additions in the passing game with Gresham and Shipley and T.O., can Palmer get the ball to these guys,
Gresham.
And can they get the ball? Can they move the ball enough offensively to score more points?
I think Gresham's the main concern for the Patriots
because they're not going to shut
tight
down
end,
the Patriots.
Athletic, young, unknown.
I don't see them shutting the Patriots down on Sunday, so they're going to need to score points to win.
Fred, I have the answer to your prayers here.
Yeah,
by points I mean
figured,
a lot of points.
I figured
points,
out you know. Why Adam Jones was in the news last year.
Why
he works for the Hub.
In August 2009, he agreed in principle to a 1-year deal to play with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Okay.
And then once the deal got close to getting done, he referred to the Canadian Football League as the United Football League, and they pulled the contract offer.
Oh,
no,
but I saw him highlight. I don't know
why. Why can't you just say I was must have been thinking about something else?
That's all I got.
All right. Anyway.
And thanks for standing up for me with that guy, by the way.
You like that? Was that good for you?
I was a fan.
You don't take no poop off no one.
Why? What happened?
You didn't know this story?
No.
You know, Phil used to be at 98.5.
Tom?
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Collins. Good.
Right.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So he was, game day intern? You know, you were here six times?
No, I was actually a legit employee.
No, but at the time, weren't you like an intern?
Yeah, I was like a member of the street team, they call it, so I would come and help do the technical setup.
He was at six games here, six out of the eight games last
sitting
year.
Right next to
sitting right next to Mark Capello, who also works for 98.5.
Right.
Producer for the Patriots games.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sitting next to him six times out of 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Never heard of him, never saw him before.
No knowledge of him
in any way, shape, or form.
Didn't resonate.
Wow. And now does he admit the error?
No. Oh, God, he claims he wasn't there.
He says he wasn't there that many times.
Wow. Says a lot about Mark Capello.
Hey, he's the kind of guy that would send back a coffee.
Oh, sure.
On a plane.
And Eric get along well.
Yeah.
All right, webradio at
patriots.com
is the email
over there, by
address.
The
508-543-7482 is the phone number.
Have we had captains announced?
No, we were talking about that.
Been interesting. You know, during the preseason, it's just been Mayo that's walked out.
Yeah. They're presumptuous on his part, I think. If no one told him, if he just walked out there.
Now, does Moss retain his captaincy?
I don't know.
Aiken doesn't.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. You get at least one. I think it would be a lock that it's going to be Mayo and Wilfork on defense, right?
Well, if there are two on defense.
Well, maybe. I mean, there were last year, and you re-signed Wilfork and made him like the point man on your organization in some way. And now Brady, you're re-signing.
I would be shocked if Wilfork and Brady weren't still captains.
It's going to be awkward when someone has to tell Mayo, don't go out for the coin toss.
Yeah, I suppose if you look at that, I would be. But, you know, it's not unprecedented. It's not unprecedented,
really?
That's for sure. Seymour?
They told him he went out in the preseason and then didn't in the race.
No, I mean, okay.
Actually, he was halfway out in the field. They told him to come back.
Right. Oh, by the way, Richard, you're not a captain anymore. I meant a captain 1 year and not a captain the next. Not unprecedented.
Be a good way to pull something over. You have Mayo go out there, and he calls the toss, and you lose. But then Bill says, whoa, he's not one of our captains. He doesn't have the right to.
And he starts doing with the
you
palms
get a
up
do-over.
In the air.
You get a do-over.
You know when he gets really like, at aggravated with
I
the
would
officials.
Think it'll be Brady. Moss, to me, is the big question mark. He doesn't feel wanted.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a way to make him feel wanted.
Well, I got to go with Fred Taylor, my new guy.
Shut up. For the three games he comes to this year. I'd say Moss, six Brady, Wilfork, Mayo, and then the big question, is there a special teams captain? Steven Gostkowski?
What's going on?
Maybe.
He's got a long-term extension. He's an all-pro caliber kicker.
You never know. They could bring Matt Light out there as a captain. You know, he's been.
I'm pretty sure Matt Light won't be a captain.
He's had a solid offseason, you know.
I'm pretty sure he won't be a captain.
All right. Well, again, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
When the boss says it,
for those that want Patriot Talk with other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited, but only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together, talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
Have you ever had a lobster bisque?
I have not.
You don't know from soup, then, if you haven't had one.
You don't know from soup.
You don't know from
is it a soup?
Every once in a while, it turns into that 1955 character.
Lobster bisque.
Then why isn't it called lobster soup?
But you have a good lobster bisque, it just...
Because is a stew a soup, or is
no
it a stew?
No soup for you.
It's like sex for your
is
throat.
Is a chowder a soup? Eric already has sex for his throat.
Fred, why do you do this?
I had nothing to do with you.
Yes, you did.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
I said it had nothing to do with you. He said, yes, you did.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
That's Eric Ramman Scalavino.
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. So what's the schedule for the rest of the day? You had Brady talking to the press at around 11, and you had Belichick at 12. And so at 11, was that open locker room as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he was, so that's done. And then practice is coming up when?
I'm sure it's it's ongoing, right?
I don't know. Eric's coming a little after 1, I believe, 1:15.
1:15.
With a practice update.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can also find the conference calls with the Cincinnati, Marvin Lewis, obviously, and the player, do you know? Is it Chad? I don't know. But those would be on Patriots.com as well.
Right. A lot of stuff coming up on Patriots.com today.
That's right. We have to look forward to Ocho Cinco grabbing a gun.
It's exciting.
Firing it.
It's a great. I mean, tonight we have the conclusion of Hard Knocks.
I'll be watching. Tom Brady will not.
Tomorrow night you have the Saints and the Vikings.
I'll be watching.
Now, Paul, you won't
I'll
be watching.
Watching the
oh,
Saints
you will
and
be
Vikings.
Watching.
The Saints and Vikings?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought you don't want.
Beginning of the season, are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought you don't watch football on TV.
No, preseason football, Fred.
Oh.
You don't have rules?
Okay. Now, that'll be a great
Come
game.
Come on.
I can't wait.
Maybe. You never know.
I think.
Sometimes those are eye-openers. Or...
I'm actually more looking forward to the Monday night game with Baltimore and the Jets for obvious reasons. AFC, two of the supposed front runners.
I'm looking for a lot of injuries in
I'm not surprised.
Well, no, but seriously, it's going to be a bloodbath. You know, because if you're talking about two of the most talkative, swaggerlicious teams in the NFL in terms of defense.
It's, plus just physical.
It's the Ravens defense and the Jets defense. So
plus
there's going to be a
they're
lot.
They're legitimately physical teams that run the ball and play defense.
There's going to be a lot of woofing going on in that game.
But you don't get hurt woofing. You get hurt hitting.
Well, that's what happens, though, is, you know, then guys start taking cheap shots and elbows and forearms to the head.
I need a knockout pick. It's not an easy one. Week one is always tough. But I don't think there are a lot of really lopsided matchups.
Games.
You did make picks this week.
Already?
Yeah.
When did I do that?
In the paper.
Oh, man.
Why don't you open the paper up and look at that slate of games?
That's last week's paper. That's not this week.
Never mind.
Oh, which, by the way, we have a great cover this week, Fred. You did a phenomenal job.
You like
took an
cover?
Idea that Paul and I came to you with. You expanded upon it and made it better.
Oh,
and
you?
I think one of our top five best
he
covers.
He thinks I'm kidding because I've said this like three times. As soon as he said it, I was in love with the
tremendous.
Idea.
Tremendous. And the execution by Michelle Muse, tremendous.
All right.
I urge people to go thing. Out now to the newsstands and pick
like
up a copy.
Color.
See, I love the color. Red and blue. It's
yeah,
Patriots,
I think
baby.
It was a little too dark.
See, I don't, because it makes the center look clearer. The clear. It
and
really
he's right.
Brings it brings into focus that the center is in focus and it's clear and it's the Bengals that are in the center of the scope.
Yeah, it brings into focus.
All right.
The center
well,
is
anyway,
the focus.
That's on newsstands now. Patriots Football Weekly, the season preview issue.
Or call 1-800-494-PATS.
It's not really the season preview issue. It's
no,
the opener preview issue. we've previewed the season already.
Yeah, yes. The training camp preview is really kind of a season.
But you get our predictions for Patriots record, division winners, Super Bowl winners.
Freddie, who'd you go with for your Rookie of the Year picks? I forget.
I went with Earl
Weaver,
the safety.
Yeah, Thomas. Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas.
From Seattle.
Yep.
And who'd you do on offense? Do you remember? Gronkowski?
I think Gronkowski was my sole Patriot pick of anything.
Right, and let's just throw your Super Bowl team out there.
I think I have the 49ers and the Ravens.
I love it.
I told my
neighbor.
You're
outside the box, baby.
I always talk about my neighbor, Rick. He's a huge 49ers fan. I told him, and he looked at me. He goes, "Who said that?" I said, "My boss. He's really right."
He's rarely see what he says about you to complete strangers. That's no respect.
Every once in a while, some team comes out of nowhere.
Freddie, I picked the Niners to win the division, so I'm not trashing necessarily. I don't think they're ready to be a
yeah. It's obviously
Super Bowl
all
contender.
Alex Smith, you know what he can do, but you know we'll see.
And Aaron Smith,
I think that's a better team.
Yeah,
who's Aaron Smith?
Isn't he the defensive end
for Pittsburgh?
Neil Smith. Who's the Smith that's the defensive end for the 49ers?
Justin?
Justin Smith. Who's Aaron Smith?
Well, Justin Smith.
Pittsburgh.
Never. Is that the same guy that was drafted by the Bengals?
Like sixth overall pick.
He never lived up to what he was.
Good player, not great. Not worthy of a top 10 pick.
He's made a lot of money in the league.
Sure. He signed a big free agent contract.
Now, he's what.
He went there with Tully, right?
Jared Allen is what Justin Smith was supposed to be.
Yeah.
No,
that's he's right. Well, he was supposed to be a.
He's more of a Richard Seymour. He's not really a. Jared
he has
Allen.
Turned out to be, but he was supposed to be.
He was supposed
a pass
to be this
rushing force.
Absolutely,
coming out of college at Missouri, Fred's right.
I'm
he was supposed
sure
to be a
that.
Big time pass rusher.
He's not built like that.
No, I think they
he's
missed.
Built like Seymour.
No, not when he first came out.
Yeah,
I don't. No. Clearly remember
he
this
actually
guy.
Played with Pac-Man last
I'm
year.
I'm surprised none of us picked. I see what he did there. None of us picked Ryan Matthews for Rookie of the Year.
Bitch. None
offensive
did?
Rookie of the Year.
Why?
I don't know.
Who did I pick?
I don't remember. I ended up with Spiller.
We need to
did you pick
issue.
Gronkowski?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Eric did.
Oh.
Because he likes to steal everything I do. Just, you know, case in point, look at combine coverage.
I honestly, when I was filling that out, because of the InDesign on the computer, it's hard to go back and forth. I don't know what I didn't look at what any of you guys picked before I made my picks. So,
wow, I got to stop making fun of you for never opening InDesign because if you couldn't see the other picks, nice job, Doc. Well
no,
done.
I have that small screen.
I have that small screen.
Oh, hey now.
So
why would she say he had a small screen?
It Doc's here, and. Any surprises? Anything we should be looking forward to on game day?
Nope.
For this opener.
Flyby.
Of what?
Four
F-15s.
I'm a big fan.
Now, more importantly, will there be a mascot and any type of scooter shooting T-shirts into the crowd?
I've offered you the job, and you've told me no.
Does it pay
at all
more than this? Because I could be available.
So we've.
Can I still do my all access and all that other stuff?
We're going to continue to go without in-game entertainment.
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not nice.
Andy, you and I have to do something at 2:30.
Yeah.
What are we arguing again?
I don't know. Huh? It's not going to be good.
I forget what we're arguing.
It's not going to be good because I'm not involved.
No, it'll be good because Fred will keep arguing. He won't quit like you do.
That was the best one ever. That was the best one we ever did.
I agree. Because I got you to quit.
No, because you
took your ball and went home.
Because you were being a jackass.
And you ruined the whole
and I called you out for it.
Split screen by turning to look directly at me.
Well, speaking of screens.
That was the best part.
Tomorrow night, our show debuts on CSNNNE. It's the
so stupid, it's funny.
The Patriots Football Weekly Show at 7:30.
Yes.
And repeated at 9.
I don't know.
Doc, you hearing good things, Doc?
Good things.
That's what she said.
I just lost all TV.
I'm interested to see how this show, because there's a lot of production value that was put into the show. This isn't like last year. We'd show up at Neckin, we'd sit around the table and talk. You know, there were segments, but...
There's never a table, is there? Well,
but,
I guess here.
But this one, where we shoot on location here, different places, and...
You know how Belichick always says there's so many unknowns when you're heading to a new season. You just don't know what your team's going to look like. That's how we feel about this show.
Right.
We were all a part of it yesterday, but none of us has a clue.
Sometimes that leads to a Super Bowl for your team, and sometimes it leads to a 1-15 season.
And let's put it this way. We got our swings. We're taking our cuts. We're not going down looking. We took a shot.
And
hopefully,
you know,
it works.
We're part of this 90-minute football block on CSN and NE.
The best part.
Starts out with Tom Curran football slants. What is it? Quick slants?
Quick slants, I believe.
It's more. It's football kind of a slants. With him, and I guess there's a woman with him, and they're going to do.
Oh, that girl that's always with him is in it?
I
think so.
There's some.
I think she's doing the social media. That seems to be the
like Christina Accra.
Right, that seems to be a growing job now.
What does that mean?
Well, they have that on that show.
She's going to talk about her tweets.
I think you just monitor texts in tweets and stuff like that.
It's more interactive.
Yeah,
I've seen her tweets. They're not bad.
All right, can you not?
People are interacting during the show, and then our show's in the middle, which is.
Of
you know,
her tweets?
Ours is an analysis show, but it's not your typical round
table
show.
He's playing the role of Paul.
And then finally, you have the tailgate show, which is basically three guys sitting around a table.
Right? Yeah.
And even though two of them played professional football.
We got two guys
to go over Zundas.
You wouldn't know it.
You'd never know from one of them. Yeah. That's for sure.
508-543-7482 is the phone number. Scott from Raleigh is on the phone. Hey, Scott.
Scott!
Hey, Fred. Hey, guys.
Hey, Scott.
I haven't talked to you guys in forever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been listening, though.
Oh, good.
good stuff. I want to tell you guys, I was actually up there during training camp, and I tried to get in to see you guys, but there was a lady at the tent, you know?
Yeah, Carol.
And she said she couldn't get around, and
she's not very friendly. Yeah, she's not very friendly.
Yeah,
or helpful.
That's all right. I'm going to try and figure out a way to maybe even get you guys lunch if you didn't have any that day. But
well, you know,
anyway.
You can always send it from home. We take credit cards.
Oh, gotcha.
So what do you got football-wise?
I could arrange something anyway. But anyway. Patriots, they will be 11-5 this year.
Really?
And win the division.
That's what Fred says, too. But then when I ask him to tell me which 11 games they'll win, he sometimes struggles to get to that number.
Well, like you said, there's always unknowns. Everybody's counting on Baltimore and the Jets and all these things. You know, every year there's teams like that people say that they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and then a lot of them fall on their face, like Tennessee, you know, here and stuff like that. What I do know is what's consistent, and that's Bill Belichick and that's Tom Brady. The Patriots did exactly what they needed to do, which is get young, specifically on defense, and they've done that. I think everybody's going to be scratching their heads saying, yeah.
Well, they got younger. I'll agree with the younger part. They have a lot of youth going to be out there, especially in the secondary. Three starting jobs are going to be guys who really haven't played all that much.
I mean, Scott, I'm right with you. But we don't know if they got better. We do know they got younger. We don't know if they got better. We hope they did.
And young players bring uncertainty. Even the best of young players at times bring uncertainty.
Yeah.
Right. And where that's true, all of that is uncertain. But, again, what is certain is the steadiness of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
But I'm not sure that's enough.
That's the part that I do know.
And you know who really has swayed me on that was Teddy Bruschi just yelling at people virtually at pre-draft party here at Gillette Stadium. He didn't ever want to hear again that Brady and Belichick are enough, because they're not.
I think he even took you outside and started beating them.
It was pretty close. But he was really passionate about that he knows that is an overwhelming thought or feeling or philosophy, that because you have a great coach and a great quarterback, all the other stuff is extra gravy, falls into place, it's enough to win in this. And he really doesn't feel it is.
You had the steadiness, I thought, of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick last year, too. You had, in addition to that, you had Ty Warren, Lee Bodden, and Brandon McGowan. And you don't have those three guys right now. So your defense is not as good as it was last year. And I'm not sure that I see the reason. You know, it's like Fred said yesterday, and I know that we've kind of been teasing Fred about it, but I'm looking for reasons to be really optimistic about the defense and about the linebackers specifically, but really can't find them. Now, maybe they'll surprise us, but talent-wise, man for man, I think that those teams that we've mentioned are ahead of the Patriots right now.
Well, I'll put it this way. I've seen times when we had guys like Earthwin Moreland and even Rosie Colvin with a bum hip, who was never the same after that injury. And, you know, the Patriots did just fine, and a lot of people didn't think that they would.
You didn't see guys like Earthwin Moreland for 16 games.
And you also saw them with a core. There was a core of solid players on the field. I'm not sure beyond Will Fork and Mayo what the core is.
I know, but here's the other thing. And, again, it does come down to the schedule. I know you guys make fun of me about, you know, judging how hard your schedule was until you really know who you're playing. Because, really, right now you don't. You think you do, but you don't. It does come down to the level of competition. You know, who they have right now may not be as good as who they had in 2003, 2004, but it may be good enough to beat the teams that they're playing this year. And that's what, you know, I'll go back to that game in, what was it, 03 or 04, where they played the Rams, and they were so decimated, particularly in the defensive backfield, mm-hmm. that was the game that Troy Brown started at cornerback or played at cornerback the first time.
Right.
No one thought they had a chance. And they won going away.
You're right. No question.
You know, so so much of it has to do with the competition. And, you know, you just don't know. So, but I think that's where you do say, well, you know, you still have Brady and you still have Belichick. That's where that does tip the scale in your favor.
It really does.
Yeah.
And not only that, when I say Brady and Belichick, I don't mean to imply that the rest of the guys are chopped liver, you know. They're not. Belichick knows how to build a team. He knows what they need. And if he's comfortable or, you know, satisfied with what he's got, then I'm comfortable with it. You know, I just don't see, you know, what I see. Year in, year out, I see guys put teams on the field that give them the best chance to win, as he says. And I don't see why anybody would look at it any otherwise. Until they have to show me.
Right. I just don't know why. I don't know why we'd assume that Belichick is comfortable with what he has.
Well,
I mean, I've seen the rosters that he's had in the past, and I see this one, and I see no evidence as to why the coach would be feeling really comfortable about it.
What Bill Belichick does, everyone says you got to go out and get these names. You got to get these guys, these names. But all the time, every year, while no one's paying attention, this guy's in the background building up these players that nobody knows who they are. He's constantly working on them, so when the time comes, they're ready to step in and play a role. And this is always going on, even now, even in the good times. And there's a lot of guys that it's time for them to mature and go do their job. I think he has faith in his ability to do that, to coach those guys up, and you're going to see a lot of that.
But has it
time when
has
no
it worked recently?
Broski was.
Has it worked recently?
It's worked well enough. They're still winning the division every year. Sure.
Okay.
I just was—I was thinking that the goal was to try to win a championship.
That's all right. But I wasn't even talking about winning games. I was just talking about go position by position. These guys that supposedly developed or whatever—I'm not sure they've developed as much as Bill would like them to be to see.
All right, Scott. Scott from Raleigh. Thanks for calling in. I'm right with you. We're going to have to take a break right now because Kevin has to change something to tape
his underwear.
I don't know what's going on there, but we'll be right back. I promise.
PFW in progress. Not your run-of-the-mill talk show.
Look, I'm not sure this place is working. The drinkers are smoking, the smokers are drinking, and the gamblers are having sex with everything that moves.
Patriots.com Radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited, but only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Yeah, don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots Instant Game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots Instant Game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you, I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
I wonder if I'm hooked up to the internet here.
We're an internet radio show, and the host just asked if we were hooked up to the internet.
I don't know if there's something going on, but we're not getting as many emails as we usually do.
Because no one knows we're on. It's our first Wednesday show in forever.
You know, yesterday I couldn't get to half of them, and now today, we should get to some emails anyway.
you practically interrupted yourself there.
Because I had a burp. All right, let's see.
God.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Phone number is 508-543-7482.
I got a question for you. Who's going to start at safety? Is it definitely Chung?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think. Chung and Merriweather.
I don't know. I kind of felt that way for a while, and then late in camp, I felt like I saw Jimmy in this base defense
sense. I think you might see Sanders, and I think one of the reasons might be
the run,
first and
stopping
foremost,
the run.
Stopping the run.
Yeah, you're right.
It seems like he's a run-stopping safety and a sure tackler, and in their first and 10 defense at the 20, you know, if it's a touchback, first and 10, 20, that he's
Is there a chance that you see three safeties in three linebackers?
Yes.
You know, instead of Marcus Morrell, you have Chung, Merriweather, and Sanders.
But the problem with that is the whole theory of stopping the run. Do you get run over by Cedric Benson and maybe the Bengals, if they do that, they say, yeah, we upgraded our passing attack, but if you're going to start in a nickel, we're going to go back to 2009 Bengals, and we'll just run all day long until you prove you can stop it. Especially with Mike Wright and or Gerard Warren or, you know, whatever they feel of those guys in the system, as opposed to Ty Warren and, well, Richard Seymour a while back. Interesting. The defense to me on this team is fascinating. Literally, series to series, must-see TV.
Well, and, you know, the funny thing is, you know, we talk about the NFL and football as the ultimate team sport. But when it comes down to it, it is all about matchups, you know, creating those mismatches. And that's where it's like my guy against your guy. I think I can exploit you here.
Well,
you know,
I agree. But I also think that there's some mismatches inherent with this defense. We can't name necessarily the second starter at outside linebacker, has us saying, well, maybe they'll have three linebackers, three safeties.
But the fact that it's about mismatches and matchups, you know, really underscores the importance of having a quarterback like a Tom Brady who can recognize and take advantage when he sees something that they can exploit. That's why quarterback is the most important position, always has been, always will
be. And coaching staff. Noticing personnel changes and groupings and coming in and out and whatever.
But it's a lot, I don't say easier, but it's a lot more effective if a quarterback can do it at the line and you know, do it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then the defense doesn't have time to react.
So we're back to that Brady and Belichick.
You can't
Overestimate it?
Or underestimate it. You can't underestimate the value of having the best coach and the best quarterback.
Kruski really resonated with me. He was very passionate about that. And I know he's biased. Believe me, I know that.
Yeah, and I think there's a big part of that.
There's also an insider part of that that we've talked about. Did we undervalue Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, Rodney Harrison when we said they're good players but they're not great? Well, maybe they were closer to great than we thought they were.
Yeah, and that's something that Andy and I have talked a lot about over the last year or so. I think
he saw what Mike Vrabel was doing every year before the 12-sack season. He saw what Vrabel did on the field. He saw what Seymour did. He saw what Rodney Harrison did. Not just big plays and interception, but the way the defense fit together. He saw it from an inside perspective every week.
And that's why I sort of bristle at the notion of I've seen Belichick take these guys and you know, we didn't know anything about. And it's one thing to take guys like Rodney Harrison and Mike Vrabel and Teddy Bruschi and Richard Seymour that we didn't know anything about. And it's another thing to just try to do it literally with a cast of unknowns all at once and see how it all fits together. Hopefully, as we've been maintaining for a long time now, this time next year you have a defense full of guys in their second, third, fourth years, and they've all come together. And all of a sudden you've magically transformed to a young, athletic, talented defense. We know it's young and athletic.
Right.
We don't know how talented it is, as Fred said. We'll find out.
George from Winnipeg writes in. He says, I'm a longtime listener, and this is my second time emailing in. Great job this year. So far, guys, the iPhone app is a great addition. I'm listening more now than ever, mostly in the car on the way to work, and it's great to be able to stay informed on the team you care about. My first email back in 2006 suggested the Pats should trade up and draft Vernon Davis and smash mouth the competition with three tight end sets, Graham, Watson, and Davis. Instead, we stay put and drafted Maroons. I was excited. We actually drafted a high-profile back for once, watching Minnesota highlights, and then Broncos coach Shanahan saying Maroney could be a top-five back in the league was high hopes and anticipation for what we had in a running back. I still like him. How could you not? Good guy, tough team player, productive player, 4.4 yards a carry, and a pimp near the goal line and still has upside. Fans should wake up and realize you don't know what you got till it's gone. There's no way we should let Lawrence get away, at least while he still is in the prime of his career, and the fact that we haven't used the hell out of him the way the Chargers use LT, for example. He still has fresh legs and is primed for a breakout year. I'd hate it if he signs elsewhere next year and then he explodes like Benson.
I didn't know Lawrence Maroney wrote in the PFW.
Yeah. Who was that from?
Maroons.
This is George from Winnipeg.
Okay, George. We'll talk to you in 2014 you send your next email.
We should be shocked.
Unfortunately, Andy and I will still be here.
George continues, we should be shocked about these defensive cuts more than size, strength, ratios, and who's the best on paper. I have a feeling we are keeping fighters and guys with the heart to battle.
Does he mean we shouldn't be shocked by these cuts?
Maybe he should, yeah. See, undersized
Maroney stinks.
The Ravens broke our will to battle up front last postseason. You don't win with talent only. You win with will. We will be ready to stand up and stop the run on D, which will alter play calling and allow passes to be sniped. We are the division champs. We have the best coach of all time. We have the Hall of Fame quarterback in wideout. The D will improve down the stretch. Have faith. 10-6 is very realistic. 12-4 definitely possible. 14-2 is hopeful. 16-0 was awesome. 18-0 was the most wins ever in one season. 18-1 was a fluke by an inconsistent lesser team. How refreshing it is to have a coach who treats every player equally. Brady, you're under contract. Is it important to you to re-sign Tom Brady? His reply basically says all of our players are equally important. If Tom and his new hairdo don't like it, wow.
I think the email is over. I think Fred is just continuing to go.
I was going to say, is this Fred in Winnipeg?
It's all right.
How long
I don't
was
know.
That email?
I wouldn't want to have.
It's almost done.
I wouldn't want to have, you know, LT like production for 10 years. I'd rather have what we've had out of Lawrence Maroney.
Well, you're saving him. You don't want to bang him up.
Was I out of line, Andy, by blowing that email?
No, I
actually, Paul had just looked over to see how long over Fred's shoulder that email went.
Good passion, George. Good passion.
I enjoy the passion.
We're having fun with it.
I think 14-2 is out of the realm of possibility for this season.
I think I picked 10-6. So if you're saying 10-6 is very realistic, I would agree with that. That's
I think it is.
I think it's a realistic game. You picked 11-5.
I picked
right?
11-5. I think if I had known that, you know, all the injuries that they were going to have, I think I might have gone with 10-6. Yeah.
So. See, normally I would say, really, it was just the difference of McGowan, Fred. That's the only one you didn't know about. But with Fred, there's a good chance that he didn't know about Warren either.
Wow, that's disrespect twice.
No, you add them all up. You add them all up.
Wow.
And the fact, you know, we thought Burgess could play a little. But now we know that he can't play at all.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, we that didn't affect mine because I knew he couldn't play.
No, but
we thought he could. Right. Would be on the field.
As much as, you know... Again, as much as you may or may not like Burgess, he was an experienced, warm body there. And now he's not even good enough to make the team.
So that should make you feel good.
But
because Ninkovich is better.
Is he Morella's, really?
Well, I'm saying you could read into right. it. The logic behind it is he's not good enough. These guys are better. They've
okay.
upgraded.
I
know you didn't mean to, but that's kind of what I meant by saying, who says that Belichick is comfortable with his roster? I mean, does he honestly think that, or is he just saying... I'm not going to get much out of Burgess. He's not part of my future.
Right.
I'm just going to turn it over.
No,
these
but there's
guys aren't
also
as good.
A chance he thinks they're better.
I don't think he thinks they're better right now.
Well, he might think they're equal, and so I might as well get rid of this, you know, Burgess.
Why can't he think they're better?
He could. Okay. But
he
I don't know what he's basing it on.
Yeah, they certainly weren't starting, you know, in those games, unless he just wanted to get Burgess reps to see what he had left. But
right.
You know, but look at Monty Beisel and the other guy that they had here, Chad Brown.
He was not overpowered.
That's the level now, I think, that we should be thinking of Burgess. You know, that these are guys that they brought in, you know, to play linebacker, and they just couldn't do it.
Well, we thought that all along.
But they got rid of him, and they didn't really, you know, there was no one there to step up. Even though you got rid of him, it didn't mean that you had guys that were better than them. You just got rid of them because these are guys taking up what?
How do you know?
Who? What?
Bill could think that Ninkovich and Morell are better.
I hope he does.
You should hope he does, but it's a possibility.
But he could also say, you know what, they're younger, they have more upside. I think they're better. X amount of roster spots. I'm going to keep them instead of Burgess.
I think they're better, but it's damning praise because I think so little of what
everybody
Burgess
did. I mean,
them.
It was virtually unanimous, other than Bill Belichick. Everybody thought Burgess sucked last year. From like
See,
2 weeks,
I didn't think he sucked.
Okay,
I didn't
sorry,
think
you
he
and
sucked.
Bill thought he were good.
Yeah. I didn't think
good.
He sucked.
I don't even think Bill thought he was good. I think Bill was trying to pump him up for one last push for the playoffs.
Maybe, but I mean, everybody thought it was unanimous.
Certainly offended his fellow defensive linemen.
Maybe.
Hey, I have a question for you, Fred.
Yeah,
I heard a. I heard a. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had a phone call. You got to answer that. No.
You got to answer that.
You all right?
Well, he's referring to the fact that on 508-543-7482...
You can't call right now.
Derek from the University of Arizona is calling in. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First time caller.
Hey, Derek.
Good to have you aboard.
Yeah, I've never...
We've heard a lot about you.
Thanks. I think. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, sure. Well, from your emails.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, I called in during the break, and you guys started kind of already touched on a little bit, which was the three safeties. What do you guys think? Do you think they'll be playing a lot of three safety sets out there?
I think we could see it. We saw it in camp quite a bit, and now with this Page guy coming aboard, I don't know how game-ready he'll be early on, but his MO is a bigger-bodied in-the-box safety, and if you just look at it, what they were doing in camp was removing an outside linebacker and replacing him with a safety. We don't think they have enough outside linebackers. It would seem to make sense.
I think it falls under the, I'm going to put my 11 best players on the field.
Yeah,
kind of
I
theory.
Agree.
And I don't know, you know, maybe he doesn't feel like that. Maybe he thinks Ninkovich and
just so you know, the last time
better,
we saw the big nickel, that failed too.
Oh, yeah.
That was back in the Monty Beisel, right? That was that season, right?
This is not something to be, no, it was in 02, I believe.
Oh, the 02, the 05, and this would be the 10
right.
failing.
All right. Let's put the brakes on the failure.
Well, you know, we always talk about that bend but don't break, you know, defense. Maybe we're going to see a lot of it where, you know.
That's what it's going to come down to, Freddie.
Yeah,
situational.
Yeah, right.
Can they get off the field occasionally on third down, and can they force some field goals on red zone trips? Because teams are going to move the ball.
Yeah.
Teams are going to be approaching 400 yards on this defense.
Yeah. Intriguing about Page is that he's had, you know, 10 picks.
Yeah.
You know, four forced fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's sacked the quarterback. He started like 39 games, something like that.
He's
been
a good player.
I feel like he might be a little bit of a playmaker.
I hope so.
I think you're right, and I think that's a
woohoo.
That's something.
I'm ready.
No, Fred just found reason for his optimism.
No, Derek is right. I think that's what they saw in the guy. Listen, Kansas City didn't get rid of him because they didn't want him. It was a contract.
It was a
squabble. Now, he didn't take part in camp, right? So I don't know what you're going to get out of him.
That's what I'm sure of. But Belichick said this morning that he's picked up, you know, the same kind of concept in the game plan. He's just kind of been calling it differently in Kansas City.
Right.
But he just signed his tender last Friday, restricted free agent tender. So he didn't play in the preseason.
Which is
kind of good or bad. Because had he played, he would have been in Romeo's system, which I'm sure might have helped him a little bit to learn here. But because he wasn't there, he didn't play in Romeo's system.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So what do you think about Gronkowski? Excited for the debut?
Oh, I'm so excited. I didn't see him, obviously, last year. He didn't get a play. But, the year before that, I mean, he's just a monster. I mean, he just took over, man amongst boys. And, you've kind of seen that a little bit. And, what I've been most excited about is just that big body tight end, Antonio Gates, has been killing people, in the league, big tight end, Jason Witten. And now we have Tom Brady has, his own toy. And we've already seen it, with I'm pretty sure that he's one of the players that led the league in touchdowns in the preseason.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I mean, I didn't look at the numbers, but
I'm not sure either, but I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I'm excited to see what he has to offer. And Mike Reese actually predicted that, he's going to have double-digit touchdowns this year. So I think if he does that, definitely.
Didn't we predict that?
That's an Andy Hart prediction, although it did come back in March, and people may not have put so much stock in it.
Oh, so now doing it earlier is not impressive?
No, I'm just...
I thought doing it first was impressive. I'm sorry, Paul. I tried to be first.
I was leaning more
leader of the pack.
That would be kind of akin to me saying, I think Bledsoe's going to have 35 touchdown passes this year.
No, because we know that's ridiculous.
Yeah. We'll see.
But anyway, I've only been listening to the show for a little bit, before the draft, and so I'm really interested to see what you guys are going to do, analysis-wise, and I'm excited about the three shows, during the regular season. But
you never know what you're going to get out of us. That's the best part.
The best part is neither do we.
But anyway, the show you guys are doing, is that going to be available online? Because, I live in Arizona, and I don't think I'll be able to get it from right here.
Yeah, I think we're working on getting a DVD after the show so that we can post it on Patriots.com.
All right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hold up the airtime. I know there's a movement afoot, so I better get off.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, you go get off. That reminds me.
I'm going to go get off. All right.
Easy.
There's hot girls on that campus.
Well, that's what I hear.
No question.
Arizona and Arizona State.
Oh, my goodness.
Smoke show.
Oh, hot.
That reminds me. I got to get in touch with Len Mead. Is that his name?
You never know. He could just
CSNNNE. I get about getting.
I don't know. Never heard the name Len Mead before in my life.
Yeah, that's a name that rings a bell, but I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
That could potentially give you a gig at some point, so you need to know.
I've given up on that, Freddie.
Really?
Very good call, by the way.
That was a good call.
Oh yeah, sure.
And a relatively new caller.
One of our better ones.
Good.
Wow, you get the stamp of approval from Steve.
Judging the calls now. Nathan from
why don't you judge the mic level?
Southern California, what do you think the chances are that the Jets are going 0-2 to start the season? I have a feeling if the Ravens beat the Jets, and I think they probably will, and the Patriots beat the Bengals, that could give the Pats the momentum to beat the Jets in game two. That would be something, because if the Jets start 0-2, that means they've lost their first two home games.
Yeah, a lot of people are predicting it.
That's...
I thought he was just going to say that means they lost their first two games.
No, I mean...
No, home games. Yeah, I know
so you only
they're done.
Yeah.
They are done before it starts.
A lot of people are predicting that.
They'll start bickering and pointing, and it'll go south quickly.
Oh, I love that.
Of course.
Oh, please, God, make
that
happen.
The lot that
please
I have
God, please God.
That I'm falling back on are very Patriot-centric people.
Yeah. I'm with them.
EEI,
I hate the Jets.
John Dennis, Rodney Harrison. I mean, not exactly the most unbiased crew.
Andy right. Hart
but a lot
of
people are
no
saying the Patriots
policy.
Are going to start... I mean, the Jets will start 0-2.
Yeah. Well,
on the surface right now, I don't like the Patriots' chances heading down to the Meadowlands in week two.
Yeah,
I really don't against the 0-1 Jets. I don't think that'll put them in a good position.
Speaking of 0-2, Eric's here.
Speaking
of
desperate.
Trying to plug in right now.
Yeah, he struggles to get it in the hole.
This new board or whatever is not... The levels are weird.
Oh yeah, terrible. You're gonna have a headache in 2 minutes.
Now that's sort of
a
blousy
shirt.
You are
a habitual liar.
Blousy.
He's an artist, and it looks more like a painter's smock.
Yeah, it's airy. I would say.
Well,
thank you, Paul.
That's less offensive than blouse because blouse means woman.
I thought I cleaned it up for him.
It's loose fitting.
That's just because he's skinny.
He's itty bitty airy.
I am kind of skinny, Fred.
Plus, it's a blouse, so it has room for breasts, and he doesn't have breasts.
But you can have skinny people can have shirts that fit them. I mean,
you should have heard him before. That's not even anywhere close to the most offensive thing he said in the show.
What did I say before? Oh, the tweet thing?
Yeah, I've seen her tweets.
I've been between her tweets. So.
Who are you talking about?
Apparently that woman
Christina
in the locker
Acra.
Room. No. The other girl.
What other girl?
That's following
yeah,
Tom Curran
said...
around as part of his show. She's his social media reporter for
I
his
think.
Show.
Hey, girl.
Oh, really?
She's going to do
hey,
a lot
girl.
With her tweets.
Yeah, I don't get to see my girl anymore because we've, you know, evidently...
Went down this road.
We've lost TV in the studio.
Yeah, well, is this a season-long thing? What's the deal with this? We have no news. We have nothing.
I don't know. Anyway, Eric is back.
I used to get all my news from the ESPN scroll.
True qualm, Eric.
Eric is back from a busy day. You talked to Tom Brady.
It feels like the first day of school, doesn't it?
It really does.
You were with Bill Belichick, and then you just came from practice. Let's start right from the top with Tom Brady.
Did you get beat up?
You were the only one in that bunch here.
Actually, no, I wasn't. I'm waiting for the transcript from PR.
What?
Oh, boy.
We had other things to do, Fred.
I may have oversold this.
Hold on for a second. I have three writers, and not one of them were there for Tom Brady.
We have a transcript coming.
I suppose I'll take the blame for this, but I thought that the guy that was writing the story about that was going to be involved in the interview. My bad.
I don't need the interview. I got the transcript coming.
Okay.
So I'll write the story later.
But... You don't think there's any value in being live and seeing the guy's gestures while he's answering?
Yeah, when the scrum is 85 people deep, you can't really hear the questions or the answers.
You get in there early and make sure you're right next to Marge.
You got in there the same time that everybody else got there.
I have no formal artistic training.
Again, listeners, I apologize.
He didn't say anything different, I'm sure, than what he said on the radio this morning.
I'm sure.
How do you know?
Because what's he going to –
what
has changed since
85
this morning?
Other media members decide it's important, but Eric is deciding, not only do I know how to spell your name and you don't, I don't need to go to Tom Brady.
What are you talking about, spelling names?
You know better. Right?
This is where Eric will
never
say,
understand.
I effed up.
That's like job one today is to be present at Tom Brady's press conference.
I was talking to Fred.
I was talking to Dane and Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle. I was getting my other material for the web and for my features that are coming up.
Oh, my God.
You did talk to LG Crumpler, I saw.
Yeah.
Deflect.
Oh, my God.
Took a shot.
Well, I apologize.
All right, well, let's get on to step number two. How about a practice update?
Yeah, more importantly.
He didn't go. He's going to wait for the transcript.
I'll wait for Mike Reese's.
No, there's no transcript from practice. Some
if
good.
There would be if there was. Then you know.
It's Randy Moss obviously treating this like a regular season Wednesday, which it is.
Did not practice.
Oh, he must have a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
Well, no. This is the regular.
This is the regular
schedule.
Season. With
right.
Him.
And we were told last year the reason for that was after the fact. So he was hurt all year. Right.
Oh, okay. So
just checking.
That's not why we said they said that he was out of those practices.
After the fact, a lot of people said that.
They
a lot
said
of,
he wasn't. They didn't.
Wasn't no. able to
because
well,
they all
say,
along
they
said
don't
was
say
not,
anything.
It always says not injury related.
Right.
Right.
They don't say anything.
These
but
levels are horrible.
A lot of the people who defend Moss for
it's
his performance down the stretch
Moss
was injury-related.
Moss gets those days off because he's Randy Moss, not because of any injury.
That, right. That makes me feel much better.
That's
I want to re-sign him as soon as possible.
Other guys who were not seen...
Worked for 4 years.
Right. Who's complaining?
Who's complaining about what?
If it works for him and he
I don't,
produces...
You know what? We let's get the whole practice update, and then we'll get to.
Then it's
going to
be ding ding apparently
I,
with the look.
Because I want to know. Because I want to know. I want to know just exactly what you've won with those 47 touchdowns that he's provided.
Oh boy!
Oh
my God!
In his 2-2 playoff.
Okay,
record.
So now we're going to blame Randy Moss
what
for not winning
to the practice update first before you two go at it.
All I know is that at the waning minutes
well,
of
I don't
the Super
think
Bowl,
I don't think it's Eric. Worked out all that well.
All I know
years,
is that
even though he's played great
in the waning minutes of the Super Bowl, it was Randy Moss who caught the go-ahead touchdown. It was the defense who let them come back.
Right.
So I'll take Randy Moss, and I don't
his,
think
that's
he's
his
the
one,
reason
is
why.
Is that his one postseason touchdown?
I don't think that's the reason why the Patriots haven't won championships.
Move on.
Great cash, homie.
Okay.
Are you really going to let the defense off the hook?
What has he done in the postseason, Fred?
What has he done to get them there?
What's he done?
Okay, so now it doesn't matter what you do once you get there.
I mean,
it
you
is
know.
What it is.
Okay, go ahead, Eric. I want to know the rest of
so,
the
so
practice
now,
update.
So you don't think Randy Moss is worth it?
I would not re-sign him. I said that yesterday. Huh? I would not re-sign
Andy,
him.
Andy, are you interested in what happened to practice
I am.
Today?
Proceed. Jimmy was out there, right?
Jimmy was out there.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about Jimmy.
Jimmy likes Elaine.
Other players not seen at all, Terrence Wheatley, who we did see make an appearance in the locker room earlier today, Quinn Ojanaka, of course, we know he's got the suspension. Nick Kazier. So those are your and Moss are the only players who weren't out on the field. Julian Edelman still did not practice. He was out there in sweats, stretching, as was Lawrence Maroney, a.k.a. L. Dot, a.k.a. Kool-Aid.
A.k.a. Maroons. That's what some guy called him.
Oh. Okay.
But the guy actually loves him, which is a little weird.
That is
weird. It was a little odd.
But the positive note, three players returned. Kyle Arrington.
Woohoo!
Jermaine Cunningham.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, woohoo. And Ron Brace.
How did Cunningham look?
He stretched well.
He stretched very well, and he participated in the one drill we saw very well.
I'm going with it. I'm going with the Patriot theory. Bill knows what he has, and Cunningham was hiding him. Unleashing the weapon.
Okay.
LT right. Part 2, Unleashed, Sunday, Gillette Stadium.
All I would right. really give you the laugh that you're looking for on that one, except for I know that that will be espoused this week on WEEI.
Well, especially if he has a great game.
Well, no, what's going to happen is going to be third down and long in the fourth quarter. He's going to put him in. He's going to make a sack. And
right.
They're going to say
exactly.
he was hiding him.
That's what I'm saying. They'll wait for this game. He'll do something, and they'll say that's what it was all about.
And I'll be leading that charge.
Because now he has reason for his optimism.
Full pads, outside, hot, Freddie.
Yeah.
The torrential downpour stopped. It's sun's out. It's hot, humid.
Yeah.
So,
are we concerned about this Terrence Wheatley thing?
Kind of should be that they're very few
corners on
the team.
Right now you have Butler, McCourty, Will Height, I assume your top three,
yep.
against a team who Bill just said.
And Arrington just came
going
back.
Going three wide. What, I'm not ready yet to say he's an NFL
No,
corner.
I'm talking about actual players who can
No, I know.
go
not
out there.
Really ready yet to say Terrence Wheatley is either.
I'm not either, but I'm a little bit closer to the second
player.
Round pick than I am to the undrafted free agent.
Yeah,
who,
I agree, and they have
Hofstra.
They have some depth
don't
issue.
Have
Listen,
anymore.
Those injuries. Fred's right. I mean, it's not so much any of the individuals that are out; it's collectively, and it's chipped away.
But I mean, this team could spread you out, and you're going to have extra corners.
Yep.
Well, I guess as you manage your safety.
You do have extra safeties.
Can you cover Terrell Owens with a safety? Maybe these days you can.
No way.
No way.
No, you don't think so?
Embarrassed
by himself, one on one.
If that safety,
you're going to lose that. Battle.
If that safety is Ed Reed, then
luckily we traded for him earlier in the
show.
Just so you know,
I don't want one of their corners.
Ed Reed? We traded Moss for Ed Reed.
Oh, you did that? Yeah. Okay, the discussion we were having earlier.
Yeah, I don't want Butler and McCourty one on one with those guys too often.
Yeah.
Oh. T.O. and Ocho Cinco.
So is Merriweather your third corner?
Well, that's part of this whole three safety thing.
Chung Sanders.
I'm wondering if maybe
and keeping the linebackers and
but you're hurting at
options.
Safety too, and you just brought in a guy who's
Jermaine Cunningham started outside linebacker this week. And when we said that'd be crazy.
I think there's a chance.
You know, the question
there's got to be a chance.
You know,
more than 50-50. I'll put it at 50-50.
You know, Belichick admitted that even throughout preseason and training camp, they've been working on Cincinnati schemes, kind of looking forward to this. But you got to wonder, like, how much losing McGowan and losing Bodden, you know, forced him to kind of erase the whiteboard and come up with new schemes on defense.
We'll never know.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think it does adjust what you know were able to do.
Sure, especially last year when McGowan early on was you throw him on the other guy's all-star tight end and you shut him down.
And
I
would say
that didn't last all year, but
with all the guys you meant, just the domino theory that guys in roles that I don't want them in as they get bumped up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my major concern for the whole season. I think you're going to see guys get chipped away. And then just what you described, guys maybe not ready to fill roles they're going to have. Well, I don't think it's negative to expect that there will be injuries during the course of a season. Unlike Fred, I don't root for them.
More guys are playing now. They'll be more ready in November. That's what I do. I take the glasses half full for me.
And that's why I picked them to win more games than you did.
Chug the glass.
That's why I predicted them to win more games than you did.
Well, that's true.
Andy thinks they're going to go 6-10.
Well, that's the number most associated with Andy.
Right. Yet in print it says
9-7.
Because you're a coward.
No, I just...
That's fairly accurate, Fred.
It might be. I believe you call it something else.
I knew I could lead the horse.
Paul writes in. So anything else?
No, that's it, Fred.
This is getting ridiculous.
That's
he talks on the show, and then he writes in, so you read his words, too. I mean, all Paul, all the time.
That's the way it should be.
Parilo.
Paul from Peabody.
You got anything today, Paul? Any gigs?
I got Comcast TV tonight.
Nice.
Late show.
Nice.
You can tell? He's got the...
No,
same
that.
Shirt he wore yesterday.
I did khakis. That for all
now,
access.
Is that not faded?
I don't have khakis on. What?
What do you have?
How come
he's not faded?
How come he's not Johnny Cash?
Because it didn't look like denim. You look like you came out of San Quentin prison yesterday.
This is not faded. This is the color
like
of
the
shirt was
named
when I
Sue.
Bought it.
I think my shirt was the same color yesterday, and I was San Quentin. How did Johnny Cash's concert go?
It was pretty ridiculous, Fred.
I like that. That's a good reference. Come on now.
Well, you do have that ringtone on your phone.
I do. Boy Named Sue.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I like Johnny Cash.
But why that particular song?
It's always been one of my favorite songs since I was a little kid.
All right. Let's see.
Wouldn't know it if I heard it yesterday.
Oh, you never heard Boy Named Sue? That's a good song.
Wouldn't know it.
It's great. A good grade.
I like I'm Going to Jackson. That's a good song.
Is there
too.
Ring of Fire? Isn't that one of his?
Ring of Fire?
I like that song.
Yeah.
I
got Johnny Cash's greatest hits on my iPod.
He's got a lot of good songs.
Yeah. Let's see. Paul writes in, not our Paul, but somebody else's.
Your Paul.
I'm going to wait until Sunday before I make any decision about how good the Patriots will be this year.
Sure that's not Fred?
At best,
that is actually what I said, too. I'd wait till after the Bengals game before I decided.
At best, it looks like the Pats are going to have to outscore their opponents because I don't think their defense is going to stop many teams. I overrated the Patriots last year. The Patriots had a lot of holes to fill from last year. They have already had a number of season-ending injuries to some players. From their bye last year through the playoffs, they were only a .500 team. I like the tight ends, but I don't see the Patriots being in the playoffs this year. I hope I'm wrong. That's Paul.
I think sounding more like Fred.
The good chance for them to be in the playoffs is I really am not sold on any of these teams winning more than.
I'm not either.
AFC East teams.
We had the caller who talked a lot about Baltimore. I am not sold on any of the supposed front runners in the AFC. I feel like in the past when the Patriots have been there and the Colts and the Chargers, I felt pretty comfortable. Those were the best talented teams. But I think there's a real solid argument to be made against any of those teams now.
Right, you too.
The
right.
Jets, obvious.
So you could have
Baltimore,
all these six teams within.
Defensively, they're not the same. They're very
games.
Weak in the secondary. The Chargers, all kinds of contract squabbles.
Anything could happen with them. Mm.
And the Colts. The Colts probably have the least amount of question marks, but
I don't think
it's kind of one of those things. At some point,
right?
At some point, don't they have to have what happened to the Patriots?
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
instead of going 14-2, you take a step back and you're.
Right.
And then after that, you
have no idea what any team's like.
You know, Cincinnati, they were 10-6 last year, but I don't know. They could go 6-10 this year.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Texans could make a move this year.
I like Houston, but never
we should have done our predictions page in the January issue after the season is over.
Sean writes in.
It's always been.
I just gave you the Fred look into the camera.
And Fred just turned to an email.
Sean writes in, if this team wins 10 games or more, it's a very positive sign for a bright future. With young players defending against the opponents on the schedule, I don't see how anyone can expect more than 10 wins at the best. 8 wins is more realistic, and only because there are no proven players on defense. If we had the 2008 schedule, I would feel confident saying 10 wins. I think by week 4, your emails/calls are going to get pretty violent.
There is a possibility of that.
Andy will be leading the charge.
Oh, whoa, no.
Why?
I missed a positive.
You get pretty violent.
So if they end up 2-2 or 1-3, and it looks like, we're not going to have that season.
I would take 2-2.
Do you think people will be turned mad? Do you think they'll get mad, or will they understand, or will they say that this was a product of bad drafting, and they will look to blame?
They'll
and
get
point
mad.
Fingers.
I think they'll get mad. We're seeing
what
a lot more
do?
Mad comments on the blog.
What should they do, Fred? What do you think?
So they wouldn't look at this as the natural evolution of a team that was a dynasty and now has to rebuild a little bit?
That's what some of us have been trying to say for the past year.
Oh,
but
shut up. You picked them to go
14-2
14-2 before you cut ties with them last year. Thank you. No further questions.
That's what I'm saying. For the past year.
He
been a year
make
since
his
we made
predictions,
those predictions
after the year. That's what he does.
You're a fraud.
Not at all.
But there'll be Venom. There
very,
will be Julius
shooter.
Peppers. There will be references to why didn't you sign this guy? Why didn't you do that? Why'd you trade down when you could have had X at this pick?
Now, what do
There'll
you think they should be? I agree that's what the reaction will be because generally when you
react
get a reaction, it's negative.
Yeah, I think they should react the way they feel.
But what do you think the reaction should be if it doesn't work out this year? Let's say, for argument's sake, they go 7-9. Or 6-10, your prediction. How do you think they should react?
I think they should be angry. They have every right as a fan.
Well, yeah, well, Fred had made the
point.
Do you think they'll understand that it's just part of the evolution? Well, no, because it didn't have to be this way.
And you have no right to call them ridiculous because you know what's just as ridiculous? Saying, in Bill we trust.
Yeah.
That's just as ridiculous as being overly negative, is being overly positive and not analyzing or questioning.
And I might be falling into that trap because it seems like the 10, you picked 11, I picked 10. I think a lot of the reason why I do that is Bill and Tom.
That's right.
And that's falling right into that trap that Brewski warned us about when he yelled at Andy.
Well, I think that the main
thing, not really yelling at
the main
Andy,
thing
yelling
I'll be
with look, Andy.
I'll be looking at in you know, look, you can look at it right now. You don't have to wait for a bad season, but in a
really?
Defense that relies so much heavily on linebackers, and particularly the outside linebacker in a 3-4, they've just failed to come up with that guy.
What would you rather
have? It
doesn't
have? Seem like they made the effort, you know?
In this day and age, would you rather have a really good offense and a so-so defense, or a really good defense and a so-so offense?
In this day and age.
I'd always rather have the ability to score points.
I would rather have the Patriots.
Because Paul said earlier in the show, you're going to have to score some points to win. Did you not say that?
Yes, I did, Eric.
Did you guys run the Belichick presser while it was happening?
First
couple
of
questions.
We're
going to wait
for
the transcript.
Touché. First couple of questions we heard.
Because somebody at the end asked a question to him about, you know,
what are you going to do to win Sunday? Score more points?
No, but they asked, you know, I know wins and losses are important, and he kind of said, yeah, that's kind of the whole thing. And then he went on with outscoring your opponent, you know, points scored versus points. And he gave some ridiculous answer.
I love the ones, you know, that are like, you know, was the plan to get off to a fast start this week? I know you guys don't believe this, but it's always the plan to get off to a good start every week.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yesterday's was good when someone said, I asked you this last week, and he said,
probably safe going with what I said last week
then.
He should do that more often, though.
He should.
Yeah.
I think he does that more in those conference calls.
Yes.
Because you can't see the person.
I think he feels bad.
In person?
Yeah. I think he feels bad when he gets a question that he thinks is...
Still feels bad.
I think he generally will give you what you're looking for in a press conference.
Unless you're Eric.
Yeah, unless you want to get into saying how great somebody is. He's not going to probably get into that. You know?
He does definitely usually play.
So what would you rather have? A really good offense or a really good defense?
A really good offense, I guess. I don't know.
I think I would rather have a good offense.
That's tough.
I think a mediocre defense is better than a mediocre offense. So I will go with good offense, mediocre defense.
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think is more talented, the Jets offense or the Patriots defense?
Jets offense.
Jets offense.
I'd have to say the Jets offense.
Jets offense.
That's the right answer, and I don't know why it took so long.
Yeah, basically...
Because he's siding with the Jets. So
it might seem like you're asking, would you rather be the Jets or the Patriots? But I think the Jets offense.
The only thing about the Jets offense is those wide receivers, you mean Braylon Edwards and those guys. Are they that good?
Santonio Holmes is outstanding.
Well, yeah, but he's not going to be playing right away. Right?
Yeah,
right.
He's still on the team. He's still going to play 12 games.
But shouldn't we ask the other question?
What?
What's better, the Patriots offense or the Jets defense?
Well, you could ask that, too.
Okay. What's better, the Patriots offense or the Jets defense?
I'll say the Patriots offense.
I might even say the Jets defense.
I
at this point.
So the Jets are just better.
At this point,
I think
on paper, they are.
I think the gap between those two is greater for the Jets offense.
I think
is
I might have to agree
more
with
Fred.
Better.
Better.
Yes. More betterish
than the other
one. But the gap between the most important player on the field is heavily in the Patriots' favor, and that's a big factor. Oh, Brady to Sanchez?
Well,
oh,
actually, I was going Brady to Revis.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about at the most important position on the field.
Well, you said player.
It's quarterback.
Because the Jets' most important player is Darrell Revis.
I think
No, that's true. But I'm talking about the most important position on the field is quarterback. And in that, we have such a wide gap.
But did the Jets make the most important position on the field their corner? I mean, have they chosen to put the emphasis on that position for their defense and for their team?
It might be important to them, but in football, quarterback is the most goddamn important position.
It is. I agree.
But I think you can kind of...
He held them back last year, even with Revis.
No, I know, but they've decided that Revis is their most important player.
Oh, yeah.
And they play around that, don't they?
Not when they drafted Sanchez and paid him all that money. I think they said that you're pretty important, too.
Yes.
But
what if Sanchez can be... What if Sanchez improves this year? They already proved that. You can go to the AFC Championship.
Can you win with Sanchez?
With him holding them back, they went to the AFC Championship.
If you can win
two playoff
Super Bowl
games
with Trent Dilfer, then, you can win one with Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
You know?
But I'm saying if he improves, he still won't be as good as Tom Brady.
Right.
Now what happens? I mean, that gulf that you just talked about between the two quarterbacks is a little smaller.
It's a little smaller.
I wonder, though.
To me, the gap between the rest of the talent is enormous.
In week two, I think Fred's right. Jets defense probably better than the Patriots offense. But by the end of the year, when it when we're getting ready for the playoffs and the next time we play the Jets. I wonder if
it could switch. Same thing could happen for the Patriots defense.
See,
where
I look
that
at these
improves
great,
a little bit. Mm-hmm.
These great defenses, I think, I'm not saying the Jets defense is overrated because I think it's very good. But I think a lot of times when you see these great defenses, they kind of get fat on bad offenses. And when they play the good offenses, generally, those teams move the ball.
And they
have
get
success.
Their 17 to 21 points, which is around
right.
winning.
Like the Patriots did to the Jets here last year. Now, I know right. a lot of that had to do with Sanchez, and I'm not dismissing that. 2 years earlier, Pittsburgh had one of the best defenses we've seen in 08. Arizona carved through it like nothing
in the
Super Bowl.
But I think
if they didn't have a good offensive day that day, they'd have lost.
When you look at the Colts and the Jets playoff game last year, the Jets had them bottled up in the first
half. For
half,
and then the Colts figured it out.
And then Peyton Manning figured it out.
But that's what happens
to
me. I'd rather have the good offense, because I think the good offense can beat good defense.
But didn't you just argue that what's Moss won, and he's the reason they're good, right? I mean, we all kind of agree. He came
Moss?
Here. Yeah.
No, Brady's. To me, Brady's
no,
just
but
good.
It became great when he came. They became the best offense ever. Brady was already here for a long time, and when Moss got here, they became the best offense ever. And you said you
Moss and Welker.
They
and,
became a different
well, yeah,
those guys.
But,
I mean, they became a different style offense to me. In 07, it all came together. Statistically, yeah, absolutely. I can't argue against that.
You know, but
that was disappointing.
What?
I don't know. I wanted to argue.
I mean, personally, I'd rather have the 04 offense over anything.
With
they
the
could
04
beat you,
defense.
They could beat you in any different way you wanted to get beaten. If you wanted to throw the ball 50 times, they'd beat you. If you wanted to run it 50 times, they'd beat you.
Yeah,
I thought that was the most balanced, multifaceted offense I think the Patriots have ever had was 2004.
I think 07 would have looked pretty good with that 04 defense.
Oh, no question.
I think that 04 defense was a big
no
part
question.
Of that.
I mean, that 04 defense, that was the kind of games where if that team punted twice in a row, the game was over. Right? You would nod. You
yeah,
would
because
give the
04 offense was going to put the game away.
Well, no, but they put a lot of games away, like 17
to 10. Oh, not an 04, my friend. Blowout after blowout. Go back and
was
look.
More ugly.
Go
was...
back and look. 04, they killed everybody.
Yeah.
Killed everybody. Now, 07 probably played a better schedule. That was a really tough schedule in 07 that they went undefeated with.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Really tough. And I know it's after the fact. I think we can accurately assess how tough the schedule was.
Was it really that tough? You won all your games.
To me, it was a tough schedule.
I mean, you blew people out by like 17 points a game.
Here comes the
how
media
tough
guys.
Could that schedule
now,
be?
If we were on a Jets show, we couldn't do
we
it.
Could,
no,
we couldn't do anything.
That's right.
What do you think about that, Eric? We
I think it's
that.
Absurd. How,
but why? Say it. It means they can't win the Super Bowl.
But have you heard any reason why they don't have one?
Today was
talking
the first...
about media guy. The Jets don't have a media
because they're a joke from top to bottom.
But that's like
from the Big Johnson up top.
That's like, you know, media 40. Relations department 101. You start working on your media guide as soon as the season's over.
Well, they're too busy eating cheeseburgers in the press room.
I mean, do we even know if they
But you
have...
could even re-release last year's with some things scribbled out. I mean, you
Do we even know if they're planning
right?
to produce one?
I mean, you got something to build on.
Add
right?
some to Sanchez.
Re-release the same thing, just scribble some stuff out.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
You're not starting from scratch every
year. I don't really understand it, and... I can't imagine it.
Okay, just goes, I forgot.
At a professional level, they don't have a media guide out.
Are we
there
sure
one
that's
day.
True that they don't have a
well,
media
that's what
guide?
I, one of our
according
PR
to
people
our sources
said.
In PR.
No,
according
it's a pretty good source. Well,
it's a pretty good source.
It's a good source.
I like okay. our source. Right.
I'm still standing behind. There's some sort of technical
delay,
glitch because
maybe.
I'm sure they have an online one like everybody does, and for whatever reason they had a problem with it and it's just not available.
You got a Jets guy? Why don't you call a Jets guy?
I think you have to have a PMGL to have one.
Okay, it was funny the first time. It's not again.
Marginally. It was marginally funny the first time.
Why don't you
time.
Call your Jets guy and find out what's going on?
Maybe I will, but I don't want to offend
That's
him.
A personal media guide license.
They were nice. They were very
it's not funny,
thankful, Paul, Eric, Andy.
Paul, Eric, Andy.
Aunt Carmella's checking in again.
They called to see if we had a nice article that they could put in their game day, and I gave them your article on Mayo.
Oh, good. I meant to follow up with you on that to make sure you did that.
Yeah. I asked you to do it.
Yeah, after the fact.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He asked me.
You just can't get good help these days.
He said,
this guy's skipping stuff.
I forwarded you
on email. Monday, he sends me this email, and I say, have them send him something from Mayo from the last issue or Will Fork from the issue before, the Pulse
story.
The
reason I emailed it
like
to you,
8
Paul,
o'clock
is
at
not
night.
For you to email me back and say, have them send. It's for you to
but
take over.
But you were there.
You're the editor.
You were there.
It's an email.
All you had to do was say, hey, Michelle, can you do this? Never mind. I know why you didn't ask. I wouldn't have asked either.
Can you read an email? We shouldn't end this way. an argument about which Pulse story we're sending to the Jets.
Aaron writes in.
No, but at 8:30 that night, I get the email. Why don't you tell them?
I'm just amazed that they have a magazine for games. You know, you're not going to have a media guide. Why have a day of game magazine?
Obviously, it means they can't win.
Well, they can't win.
They can't.
They're clowns.
Greetings, men of Patriot Interview Transcripts Weekly in progress. A couple of quick questions that Rook didn't have time to answer for me yesterday. With the Pats keeping running back Javaris James on the practice squad, doesn't that push their total to 6? Does that seem odd to you when depth at other positions is so thin?
Well, yeah, it pushes their total to 6. But
no, but you kind of have to spread the practice squad positions out, right?
You need athletes.
You need athletes to fill a lot of roles in practice.
And a running back out of Miami, to me, smells like an athlete.
They have no. I see his point, though. You could have added a quarterback to – relieve some of the reps.
If Zach Robinson hadn't been signed, I think
in Seattle.
Should Nick Kazier be on PUP? Wouldn't that have
signed to the roster?
I don't think so.
I thought he signed to the practice squad.
I think he's practice.
So they had an opportunity to sign him to the practice squad.
Yeah, that's why
he didn't
do it. He's in pass out.
Should Kazier be on PUP? Wouldn't that have saved a roster spot for 6 weeks and allowed the Pats to keep one of the rookie O-line guys, Welch or Larson, so that they don't get grabbed up by other teams? I guess it's safe to say he's healthier than what was originally thought.
He couldn't be on PUP. He practiced open camp. Yeah. If you remember, he was the starting left guard for the first day and a half of camp.
He would have had to go IR.
Once you practice, you can't go on PUP.
Good point, Andy.
Good, you got the name right.
When Ojanaka is counted toward the 53, who do you think gets dropped? Another O-lineman? Does Mankins count toward the 53?
No, Mankins does not count. He's not under contract, does not count towards the 53.
None of us.
I'm
going to
say Maneri.
Maneri.
The rookie.
I think that they signed him specifically for insurance.
Maneri in the coal mine. Does the new guy Kevin kiss up to Andy out of fear or respect?
He kisses.
What's
up
the
to me?
Over under on months before a single white female situation arises between them? I'm putting my money on 2 months, and I feel it will involve Kevin camping out overnight in Andy's boat and using steroids to enlarge his cranium.
He sucks up to me.
I haven't really noticed that.
I don't think so.
But I think there's just a little bit of fear.
Why? I'm as easygoing as they come.
Oh,
You think I'm scared of Andy?
He's volatile.
I'll knock the rest of the hair off your head.
See? He's volatile.
I identify with Paul the most out of it because of my hair problems.
Oh, you growing a beard or are you just...
Are you getting fatter too?
Getting fatter and growing a beard.
Wow, that's what this job will do to you. Speaking of John Rook, how you doing?
Speaking of getting fatter and growing a beard.
Speaking of getting fatter and growing a beard.
Exactly. John, I didn't realize it was your 25th season. Congratulations.
25th?
Isn't that what Fred said yesterday?
He said 25.
Consecutive season.
Wasn't it like 18th?
Actually, this is my 18th to do the team. This is my 10th to do web radio. And this is my 22nd to cover the team.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is his 10th year doing web radio.
That's correct.
Wow.
Shocking that you haven't run me away yet.
Yes. Shocking you're not dangling
Fred,
from that pipe over
there. We've been doing
this
for more than 10 years.
I guess so.
He still has a lot of hair, though.
I've got all my hair. I am not follically challenged. Thank you.
Yeah. I chose to wear it like this.
And it becomes you.
Personal choice.
It's not growing the bangs.
It becomes you.
Yeah. So how did yesterday go, John?
It was fine. It was sort of an abbreviated version only because I had to go to school and pick up my son. You know, family things get in the way.
10 years, huh?
It was 10 years. That's the thanks I get. You still got to pick up your kid. Okay.
Oh, so, man.
No, it was fine.
So you
what's
the show early?
Yeah.
I got to go.
B-Lo came in yesterday. B-Lo came in and did the fantasy lowdown. So that's why we had to basically get him all
he needs all the time he can to speak.
It was great to catch up with everybody. I had some emails right off the bat from people who are regulars to the show over the last few years and
strippers.
Been with us, so that's always
call them an a-hole.
No, I didn't get to hear from strippers, so I'm looking
he's been sort of off the grid.
He has emailed me personally saying Fred just never reads my emails anymore,
so he just kind of lays out. Well,
yeah,
typical Oklahoma Sooner. So,
sure.
Whoa,
just lays down.
Yeah. Wow,
like that lame
crawls
first
into
pick
a crawls
cut
into
this
a fetal,
like a hot butter
fetal position.
How about the struggle they had with Utah State in the open?
Oh, really? I didn't watch it.
31-24, something like
and
that.
Now that would have been.
And Utah
funny.
State had the ball.
Yes, they did.
Marching.
I should have known when strippers
game.
Was bragging
yes,
about the
did.
Punter's average or something.
But you know what though? He'll be back. I assume Texas OU week to give me plenty of crap. So
Texas didn't blow anybody out of the water this week.
No, they struggled.
Florida struggled. All these teams.
Yeah, Florida was out now killed. I don't know if you saw that game at all.
I watched.
They got dominated. Four quarters.
I was listening to someone that said that the first week of college football is what the first week of NFL will look like if they decrease the preseason games. It's very sloppy football.
I don't disagree with that, but I mean, let's face it, we're way past four preseason games now. It's just worthless.
Yeah.
I'd rather have sloppy football that means something than have crappy football that means nothing.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't stand the preseason.
Do major college preseason's teams
terrible.
A lot of people say, well, the reason we don't like preseason is because they charge full price. That could be for some people, but for me, it makes no difference. No. I just don't like watching. It's terrible.
It's bad football to watch. It really is. And I would rather watch these guys, you know, bust their humps against each other going 110 miles an hour and not be polished, but have it mean something. And I think most everybody would have to agree. Now, of course, we have to, you know, and you wrote a very good column in the PFW this week. You really did. I totally and 110% am behind you on the whole 2011, I really thought, you know, your little letter to the editor right at the top, you know, since you are the editor.
Did a good job. Because we didn't see it this week.
Be prepared. No, I just thought Fred hit the nail on the head. He wants both owners and players to, can't we all get along here? Because what we're risking here is this time next year having nothing. Zero. Yeah. Nothing to talk about.
Yeah. It's tough to get really passionate behind one side or the other when you're talking about how many millions they're going
to
be.
Right, and I tried to be even, you know, I said on both sides, here's why you need to do what you need to do, and here's why you guys, you know, but as far as the owners.
Did Robert call you on this one yet?
No, I'm worried about that. Because I said to the owners, I said, look.
Yeah, you were there with the owners. You were there. You were also there with the players. I thought you went right down the middle on this one, which is what you really have to do.
The best deals are the ones where both sides have to give up something.
Yes. You know? Nobody wins.
Right.
Unless everybody wins.
Well, but everybody wins
if they come to an agreement.
You win by
everybody
conceding.
Wins. That's everybody wins if everybody loses.
What are we, France? By conceding?
Anyway, well, that's called negotiation.
Yes, it is negotiation.
Yeah. And I think the owners are in a position to
be
bullies.
Where are we, by the way? Do we know where we are? Does anybody have any inkling at all?
Foxborough.
Well, besides that,
bowels of Gillette.
Thank you for that.
They've been very quiet lately, but you know the owners are in a position to be bullies because they do have the leverage, and I just hope they don't choose to be bullies because
shut his mic off before we all lose our
the
jobs.
Robert on line one.
The players come in defensive from the get go. They're
joining
in a defensive
us now
position.
From Foxborough.
You know, so but at the same time, the players have to realize that. It's good for the owners to make money.
Yeah.
And if you want all these pensions and all the other stuff besides the salary, you have to grow the pie. You have to allow them to do the things to grow the pie. And it might be a sacrifice short term. You know, it's tough, but there's so much to go around.
There really is.
You know,
there really is.
And so much to lose for both.
There's
and
really
us,
no reason. There's no reason whatsoever.
Like paychecks.
Yeah, like jobs.
To miss any of the season.
No.
There's no reason for it to get that far.
No. Anyway, all right, John, we're going
to
leave you with your
Turn
show.
It over.
Who do you got on today?
Dexter? No. Russell's tomorrow. I'm checking my text.
He's like reaching in his pocket.
Brad Johansson, who's the voice of the Bengals, is going to join us here in about 20 minutes.
Two voices.
So we'll have him today to talk about the Bengals.
Russell,
by the way, will be with us tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Russell Baxter.
Love
with us
Baxter.
Tomorrow, yes.
So did he like, was he just like walking around? You know, not a care in the world, and then all of a sudden his cell phone is John Rook. Oh man, that show again!
No. It's been 10 years I've been doing this.
We actually took care of Russell. You know,
that's good.
Did you know something nice for him? So
you know the guys that are getting taken care of for doing this.
I don't get taken care of.
Someday
gotta be around for 10 years. Then you'll get taken care of.
Well, all right,
Paul has been around for more than that, my friend.
Paul's knocking on 20.
Paul will be that guy. He's been here for a long time, huh? Yeah, what does he do?
How many years have you been here? How many years have you been here now?
It's my 12th season.
12th season. Uh-huh. Fred, how many?
My 16th season.
16th season. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
There you go.
Really?
It's not what I heard when I went to that meeting where they honored people with 15 years of experience.
Well, it's a cutoff date.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John, have a good show.
Yes.
And as far as this show, we'll see you tomorrow because we are on our...
And we'll have picks.
We're doing picks tomorrow.
Oh, picks tomorrow.
And that guy who won the contest today will make picks tomorrow.
Okay, right. We did the contest. Right. Okay, goodbye.
Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
But I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my
That scene. Puts the wraps on another PFW in progress.
Well, come on, guys. We gave it our best.
Wow, that was your best?
Patriots.com radio.
The best is yet to come.